LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, what up, everybody? Technical glitches at the top of the show. How about that? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. I'm your host, Gary McCann. Alongside me today, everybody, full studio in the hizzy. And everybody looks like they just died. What up with that?
It's all Kieran's fault.
Yes.
From the plague to the fall of the Roman Empire, to the Depression, to the decline of the Western civilization. It's all Kieran's fault.
All of it.
Including global warming.
All right, we'll get to it in a minute. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com.
Talk Kieran's fault.
Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-526. Of course, joining us in the studio all the way from Elmont, Long Island, everybody, is this guy.
So if this show sucks, we all know whose fault it is.
Kieran.
Yep.
Kieran's fault.
The bubonic plague?
Kieran's fault.
Yeah.
French Revolution?
I am talking, I am sharing a radio show with two people that deflect their personalities. They just deflect everything. They smoke crack, it's not their fault. They do heroin, it's not their fault. They shoot somebody, it's because their dad told them they were a loser when they were younger.
You're a ball of mess. You're a mess.
I'm not a mess at all.
You are a mess.
No.
See? You're proving my point right off the top of the show.
You're a mess.
Anything wrong with this show is your fault.
Yeah.
It's Kieran McCann's fault.
Oh, whatever.
It's all your fault.
I don't care.
That's why it's your fault.
I don't care.
You don't care.
You're the epitome of pessimism.
Yeah. Can you fire me now?
And
you eat chicken fingers.
Hey, Kieran, let's run some tests.
No, we don't got time.
No.
Forget it.
All right.
Forget it. Let's just do it this way.
Dude, if this show sounds
dude,
horrible.
Dude, it's not like I didn't run one test before the show.
You didn't run any tests.
To get it started.
Please.
I ran every goddamn test. I was on the phone with you for 3 fucking hours last night running technical tests so Rocket can be happy with the show, so the show can run fine. Is the show running fine, Rocket?
No.
Thank you.
You're fucking.
And this kid's prancing around the studio, people. Like he's a fucking genius.
I am.
Holy crap. I'm sorry. A little fighting right off the top of the show.
Fucking.
But we're going to have a good show today, everybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
Kieran's fault.
Yes.
It's all my fault. Fucking it.
After all said and done.
Yeah, it's Kieran's fault.
And guess what, baby? Every in the New York area, I know the show's broadcast from New York. I know you're probably listening from Florida where it's all nice and sunny, but guess what, everybody?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Goddamn right. First snowstorm of the season, everybody. So hitting tonight, Ronnie Bean.
Didn't we get snow yesterday?
A freaking trace?
Well,
I'm talking snow.
All right.
It doesn't show signs of stopping.
All right, sorry. I wasn't aware of the definition of storm.
We're super technical here. Come on.
Yeah. Don't you like when it snows, Ronnie Bean?
No, I hate it.
Do you like anything, Ron?
Yes.
What?
85 degrees and sunny.
Of course.
I'll hate going.
You should be the listener in Arizona or
let me rephrase that.
Florida.
75 and sunny. 85 is a little hot. And no humidity.
Right. San Diego's where you're going.
Yeah.
So the first snowstorm of the season in the New York area. It's devastating the East Coast, according to all the weathermen.
And yet I'm still here. I'm still here.
Right. Rock made the trek out. Rock, guess what? It's not snowing right now. But Rock might have to leave early in the show to make it home.
Exactly.
Really?
I'm dedicated.
Yeah, dude.
Go for it.
Go for it.
It's not supposed to snow until after midnight.
Yeah, I know. And I'll be fine. But I'm just, there's a potential.
If time allows, I think we're going to send Rocket out later in the show to give us a weather report.
Yes.
And bring back Taco Bell.
Oh, I had mine already. Sorry.
Damn it.
I know. Mm. Yo, it's snowing out.
Yeah. Oh, this one gets me in the mood.
This is the Kenny G?
Why did you ramp this?
Hey, everybody. Walk 97.5 WALK.
You know, even Michael Bolton cut his hair. This guy?
No.
He's still got the F. He's still got the perm. You know?
I tell you what, people. We got our first snowstorm of the season tonight. And what a better way to welcome the nice snowstorm with a little Kenny G for you on Walk 97.5 WALK. Walk Pillow Talk, you fucking cocksuckers.
You could this music be any more like? If this music was any lighter, it you know, it's like air.
Yeah.
There's nothing to it.
Fucking snow.
It's almost like light. You can't get it to interact with anything.
Yeah.
Light does not interact with anything.
I like the snow, but I like watching it from the comfort of my window, curled up in a blanket, all hot, got the fire brewing. I don't want to travel in the fucker.
With your slippers on, right?
Right. My slippers on.
Right. And a good copy of the latest, the latest Harlequin romance.
Right.
God, you are a faggot.
A nice novel.
Yeah, with Fabio on the cover.
Yeah. You got a big show.
Something called Passion Sea.
Yeah.
Passion Sea.
And it's a pirate on the cover. And Kieran's like, ooh, he's the pirate.
Yeah. Let's do the college shout-outs, because we got plenty of them today, everybody. Yes. Word them up. College shout-outs. This is where we like to shout-out the young kids around the country for listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
The kids!
It's finals week, isn't it? For some of the colleges.
Dude, I haven't been to college in like 12 years.
Well, usually it's this time of year. Last couple of weeks before Christmas vacation, whatever it is.
I like to call this segment Guess the Mascot.
Word them up.
Yes!
For the 76th time in their illustrious history.
No!
Stanford University gets a shout out this week. The University of Missouri, everybody.
Missouri,
the Horny Toads.
No, I think they're the Bulldogs, aren't they? No, that's Georgia. There's Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri.
The horse flies.
No, wait. Tigers. They're the Tigers.
The Running Homos?
No, the Tigers. They're the Tigers.
They're the Tigers.
The Tigre?
University of California, Santa Cruz.
The running delivery men.
Right. I want to shout out Ben and Jen from the University of Washington.
Yeah.
Ben and Jen.
Huskies.
Ben and Jen.
Yes. And I like to also shout out the West Point Military Academy.
West Point.
For checking in.
The cadets.
All those kids at those universities
that's
mentioned.
That's got to be wrong.
You are all A-gamers.
West Point can't be listening to this show.
They don't have internet there?
No, I just mean, like, they're, like, so much better people than we are.
I know. Well, we get kids from, like, MIT listening.
Well, I can understand that, but these guys are, like, you know, like, serious upstanding members of society. What would they be doing listening
to us?
They
got
to
relax somehow.
Yes.
They stick this in, like, the tear gas room when they got to run through that.
Yeah, this is, like, your punishment, you know, and, like, you don't, when your room isn't up to spec.
Yeah.
You know, 2 hours of Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, they don't allow, like, TVs or anything in their dorm rooms or anything, right?
No.
At West Point, yeah.
Dude, man, that's serious there. You ever been to West Point?
So I take it as,
serious people.
Of course they are.
Doing serious
academy.
Work.
That's what we are. We're serious people doing serious work.
Yeah. Listen, I stepped one foot in West Point. They're like, listen, guy, don't hang around too long.
I think it's a nice compliment that we got a kid at West Point who probably only has like an hour or so to get like some sort of entertainment in his day.
Right.
And he chooses to listen to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Must have been a mistake.
Holler at that kid.
Hey, if it isn't, send us an email and I don't know. Just send us an email saying you like the show or something.
Shout out to all those kids working hard at
West
Point.
That's right. Because sooner or later, they're going to war.
Yeah, word them up.
My cousin, believe it or not, is a West Point graduate.
There you go.
He's a major now. You believe that?
Okay.
Somebody in the gene pool. Somebody in my gene pool.
Oh.
A major.
Holy,
you know what he does?
Shit.
Diffuses bombs.
Wow.
Yeah, at the last family reunion, I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like,
uh-huh.
Diffuse bombs. And he's like, yeah, well, what? How's your job? And I'm like, mm. You feel, like, so small after that, you know?
Right.
You're like, guy, I sit on the computer all day, and you're diffusing bombs.
Yeah. Got a lot of stuff coming up on today's show, everybody. We're going to have, in a couple minutes, actually, our buddy there, comedian Scott Osashik, is going to call in from North Carolina. Rockin' and I, as we mentioned on last week's show, went up and met Scott at, where was it? White Plains?
White Plains, yeah, sure.
And we hung out with Scott, drank some beer. So Scott, I was going to call in this week, and we're going to talk a little bit about whatever.
Right.
Scott's our buddy now. He's our comedian friend.
Scotto. He's got to give us the real lowdown. We kind of sucked at explaining that night, so we could relive that again. Because that was a funny little evening.
And according to the booking department, everybody,
our favorite booking department,
we have porn legend, master of the anal sex, Seymour Butts is calling in tonight, everybody.
Sweet.
Word of up. He's got the show on Showtime there, Family Business.
Are we going to have to call him Seymour or his real name? What does he
Adam
usually go
Glasser
by?
Is his real name.
Right, I know, but what does he usually go by?
I'm going to call him Adam, I think.
Adam.
I'm going to have trouble calling a guy Seymour Butts.
Seymour. Mr. Butts.
Hey, Seymour.
Mr.
Butts.
Yeah. Did you check his website out? He's got like a how-to anal on there.
Sure. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
You know, I wanted to talk to him about anal sex because I did try it once and...
with a guy.
Not with a guy.
How do you like it?
I did set myself up right there, didn't I?
You're a retard.
So how'd you talk him into that?
I did with, one of the girlfriends I had back in the day, back when I was getting laid, people. Yes, I did have a girlfriend once. And I tried the old anal sex, and it was like, like you ever stick your finger in the nozzle portion of a deflated balloon, and you can't, like, pull it out? The elastic, the rubber just clinches to your finger.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty much my experience with anal sex.
The bad thing about this is, like, Kieran's only had, like, one real girlfriend.
Right.
So when he says, I tried it with an ex-girlfriend, I know who he's talking about.
Well, thanks, Ron. You completely just sold me out. You just fucking completely sold me out.
Now
have some radio
picture.
Intelligence not to do that.
Now I have her in my head that she took it up the pooper with Kieran. Not like I've seen her.
You just completely dug my hole.
So?
Just bury me.
What do you mean? About what? That you've only had one real girlfriend?
Yeah, no, but like, what if she listens to the show? I'm dead now. I can't talk to her anymore. It's over.
Listen, she doesn't listen to the show.
All right.
So don't worry about it. And if she does, who cares?
I wanted to suck Bernard's cock. Oh, shut up. Now the Rocket's got a soundboard.
Who cares?
You can press buttons every day.
Who cares if she listens to the show?
Yeah, I know.
What is she going to do? Not talk to you anymore? Hello? Ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, so we got a lot to do on today's show.
She is hot, though. She is attractive, so I got to throw that out to
Kieran. Oh, yeah.
She's attractive. So it's pretty nice that he nailed an attractive woman up the pooper.
Yeah, she's a
and he talked her into it.
She's a millionaire, I believe.
I've had my own experiences with anal sex.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, you know what it was? Listen, as much as cool as it sounds, you always think, like, in the back of your mind, you're going to come out and there's going to be a little dingleberry on the tip.
Yeah.
And because you don't know what... You don't know if she came prepared for that sort of thing. Mm. So
I believe we got somebody on the line here.
Oh.
Scotto.
It's Lunatic Radio.
Scotto!
Scott Osaychik, everybody. Comedian extraordinaire from North Carolina. We were just talking about anal sex, and Ronnie was just describing his interactions with a female.
Don't you always think that, like, in the back of your mind, when you pull out, you're going to have a dingleberry stuck on the end of it?
That's why you got to get the colon cleanse. Make sure she washes down her dinner with a bottle of Beano.
Yeah, but, well, like, you don't know if she, like... properly, like, got herself ready for that sort of thing. A lot of times, anal sex is like a surprise. Hey, let's try it in the pooper tonight.
Well, you know, it nothing says romance like taking a girl on the first date to a high colonic. That's how you should start out to get romance with a woman.
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous. This is a family show. Wait a second.
It's not a family show, Scotto.
I was under the impression I was going to be talking to Michael Eisner.
See, on the other hand, to me, that's how you know you have a girlfriend that really loves you, when she's willing to blow you afterwards.
I'm not going to name names, but my ex was a huge fan of it. She specifically requested it.
Nice.
Oh,
a little ATM action?
What's that?
ATM, ass to mouth?
You sick freaks, I love it. No, she wasn't down. She was down with the brown, but that's about as far as she paid.
Nice.
Man, that's disgusting. Scotto, how was your trip back to good old Massachusetts the night after we hung out?
Now, listen, I don't want to advocate or say that I'm a proponent of drinking and driving, but man, it's something when you make it and you don't get caught. Wow.
Isn't it? You feel like you won the game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you have any listeners that are members of Mothers Against Drunk Driving or any of those organizations. But,
doubtful.
If you did, so long. Nice to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
I got to tell you, Scott, my trip home from White Plains was kind of the same way. I was kind of glad I made it home. Doing like 12 miles an hour in the slow lane on the LIE the entire way home.
oh yeah, you're double fisting the steering wheel, white knuckling it. You're like, you want to change the station, but you're afraid if you take your right hand off the wheel and reach for the volume knob, you're gonna crash into a median. Yeah, it wasn't pretty, and I wasn't hammered. Like we weren't doing shots, but I mean, Kieran was drinking like he just got back from Iraq.
Yeah, which is really weird for Kieran because, like, when we first showed up, as he explained last week, within the first 10 minutes, he downed Guinness like it was just water, and he just finished a marathon, you know?
I know, exactly. Like, we had just sat down, and we're talking for maybe 3 minutes, and I looked down at Kieran's beard, and there's just, like, a few lonely bubbles at the bottom of the glass.
I felt like the alcoholic of the group.
Horrible.
I did seriously down 3 Guinnesses in, like, 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 45 minutes. You're giving the time too much credit there. It's like 15.
That's what alcohol does to him, I guess. You know, changes time. It's a time warp.
The bartender, you know, she's probably seen her fair share of drunks coming in and out of that place. The rusty turtle, the burping turtle.
Yeah, the rust. What
thirsty,
was it called?
Thirsty turtle.
Thirsty turtle.
The thirsty turtle, exactly. But yeah, she had that stupid the ass crack tattoo and her giant cleavage showing. Even she was giving me looks like, slow it down, sailor.
You know, actually, Scott, when we met you, our first impressions were like, Scott looks like a walking headshot.
Is that a compliment?
I don't even know if it is a compliment or not.
I'll be the first to admit, my headshot is awful. It's that stupid, like, head cocked to the side, kind of eighth grade. Hey, smile at the bird. Yeah,
exactly. Cause that's how Rocket described it to me. Because
so contrived and just forced smile. Like, ugh, I'm not a big fan of it.
Rocket said you walk around, like when we watched you walk around and interact with people, your head is like kind of tilted to the side, so you look like a headshot.
Now you just need that. You need just the fist underneath
like,
the chin.
I'm gonna go up to the girl like cheese.
You just need the fist underneath the chin, you know, and
that one punched me in the gut. That's like every comedian's worst nightmare. You know, a headshot where they've all got like that contemplative look, you know, their head on their chin, like they're thinking of their next clever bit,
right? Or somebody just asked him, "Is the speed of light really constant?"
You know what they're really thinking? Like, got their head resting on chin. Like, am I really going to make it in this business? I'm going to go back to working at Meineke.
Meineke.
Scott, did you catch any of Dane Cook's thing on Saturday Night Live this week?
Yeah, I thought it was great. You know, the cool thing was, like, he opened up with a monologue and just did straight stand-up, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, he told the old cashew bit.
Yeah, I know. Talk about, you know, working a little blue for TV. But then again, he's, you know, that one-night stand bit that he does, he did that on Conan one night. No, I'm sorry. It was Carson Daly, whichever. But anyway, yeah, so they give him a little bit more latitude than most comics, I guess. But then again, when you're packing in the Continental Arena, I'm sure you get a little bit more latitude.
Yeah. Yeah, my impression of the whole Saturday Night Live thing was he did a great monologue, and then the rest of the show just sucked.
Yeah.
The only skit that I liked was the wool sweater.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was funny. Yeah.
That was hysterical. That was hysterical. And, you know, and no disrespect to Dane Cook, obviously, but I just think the writing on that show has gone downhill. I'm not sure how much, I don't know if any of the writing responsibility is still on his shoulders, but man, the first bit about, you know, the drama club doing the high school announcements.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was wretched.
Oh, I actually really wanted to just punch Dane Cook because he plays a homo way too well.
Yeah. Save yourself, buddy. Get out. Eject.
Yeah. It's called method acting, guys. It's called method acting.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, if we follow the Lunatic Radio pattern, you should really be on there in the next month or two, right?
Yeah, you should have a Conan O'Brien appearance coming up.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, well, dare to dream. You guys are taking me to the top, so.
That's right.
If it doesn't happen, I'm going to be mad at Jenny. So.
That's right.
Wheels going here. Is Ronnie Bean there? Where's Ronnie Bean?
I'm right here.
Where were you? Where were you?
Working.
Like I told you tonight, we were hanging out in White Plains, yeah. Scott. Ronnie Beans doesn't leave his town.
Nah, dude. I have a top secret job, and I have to work at all hours of the night, and sometimes these things just sort of happen.
He was assassinating somebody.
They were since Homeland Security, the Navy SEAL training has just really taken off for you. I'm proud of you.
Hey, listen, somebody's got a
fucking rocket. Yeah, I love the back of his Explorer. He's got these two giant reverse backup lights mounted to the back of the of the truck, like he's going to launch a Navy SEAL boat at midnight.
Yeah, like he's got a launch ramp in the back of his car.
Exactly. That's... like, and then he's like a wave runner is going to pop out of that trunk.
That's the Italian style.
I need to see what's behind. What can I tell you? Hey, listen. When we were talking up in White Plains about the infamous email that's going around, that has quickly become the most vile thing on Lunatic Radio. And I'm talking about the horse video.
Oh, yeah. I've actually booked a plane ticket to Enumclaw, Washington. I'm going to visit that horse ranch. And,
Are you going to do a documentary on it?
I'm going to interview the horse, man. That thing's got to have some credits to his name.
Scott, we watched that video on the air last week. Ronnie and I couldn't make it through 5 seconds of it.
I couldn't even watch it.
You know what? The eighth time you watch it, it gets easier.
It gets easier.
Dude, you literally watched that thing?
The 43rd time you watch it, it's not so bad. It's really, you know.
We only watched, like, literally, we got like an 8 second clip, and after about 3 seconds, me and Karen were done.
I was ready to puke.
The first time I watched it, I felt like kind of faint and nauseous, and like I was getting the cold sweats, and like you don't feel good. You're like, I can't believe I watched it, and I can't believe I can't unwatch it.
Right.
But that's it. It's sort of like, you know, you get punched in the face for the first time in your life, like, ow, that really hurts. But then like the 43rd time you get punched, you're like, eh, it's not so bad. I remember the first 42 times sort of soften the blow.
Is there more than that 8 second clip, or is that it?
You know, I've been searching on Google, and I'm hard-pressed to find anything more than that 8 second clip.
All right.
I'm on the case.
All right, because I can't imagine. I just can't. Like I said, 3 seconds, and I was done. I was done. I was like, I can't even watch this. It was awful.
You know what, though? The guy wasn't even into it. Like, it was a sad display.
Yeah,
the horse, though. Can you imagine that horse, like, going back to the stable, all his buddy horses just totally black? I just fucked the guy to death.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I just fucked the human, dude.
Right.
Have you done that?
They're like high hoofing each other.
You know? They're high hoofing.
Yeah, right.
Well, that clip's going to forever live as a legacy because it's now officially on the Lunatic Radio soundboard.
Yeah, and we have you to thank for it,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't mention it that night.
Credit for it. I just stumbled across it. Apparently, Jim Norton has 15 minutes on that.
Oh, really? Norton does 15 minutes of stand up on the horse fucking video?
Yeah, and I want to see it. I got to see his bit. I'm sure it's genius, but I'm sure it's also vile.
It's one of the reasons why I hate the internet, because if it wasn't for the internet, I wouldn't even know that stuff like that existed.
I love the fact that there's a three-man crew.
Yeah.
The videographer, you know, and he's got the Baghdad nighttime vision cam going.
Yeah. And the horse fluffer.
Guys. The horse fluffer.
That was a fucking key grip. There had to be a key grip.
Yeah. What was the gaffer doing?
The gaffer, there's a list of credits.
Yeah.
The best part about that video, oh, that's right. So you start to play that video, right? And then at the beginning, there's an actual, like, title screen, right?
Yeah.
There's a blue background in that crazy font or whatever. So somebody actually had to sit down in Adobe Premiere or whatever video editing package they used and actually, like, you know, take time and effort to put the credits on the front of that thing. So, you know, we're shuddering at looking at that thing for 8 seconds. There's somebody who spent an entire afternoon editing that thing.
Yeah, there's some sick fucking Washington. Man, people are just calling me.
At some point.
I wonder if it's sort of like you go to like a theme park, right, and then you ride the roller coaster, you get your picture taken, at the end of the ride, you look at the picture. If you go to that farm, does that same concept apply? Like, hey, take home a souvenir video. Didn't make it through the horse cock? Well, all right, we'll keep this one in the archive.
Yeah, that was my impression of the horse fucking video. I mean, it was so well lit. It was, like you guys were saying, there were probably key grips and crap on set. There was probably craft services.
There was a best boy named Dutch.
Yeah. It was so disturbing how well it was done.
Oh, when a horse is jumping on your back, how does your spine just not snap?
I don't know, dude.
Hey, I don't know.
Do you know, did that dude die like days later or like right after that?
No,
or?
There's actually like an article in the Seattle Times, and I guess he died hours later.
Right.
Either on his way to the hospital or at the hospital.
Now, how's that interaction help? I mean, like, when a guy goes to the fucking hospital, how do you describe his injuries?
Yeah.
He walks into the emergency room limping. Can you fill this paperwork out? Hey, listen, I just took 3.5 feet of horse cock. I don't have time for paperwork.
Right. I got an emergency. I just took a horse penis up my ass.
But you got to think, this isn't the first guy that's tried this.
I got to believe he's got to be close to one of the first guys that tried it.
Well, there's got to be somebody else that's done it.
Maybe like the Andy Kaufman of bestiality is breaking new ground.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. There's got to be. I'm thinking somebody's had to done it and lived. I mean, I don't know.
They start out with like Shetland ponies and...
yeah, working his way up, huh? Why would you think that was a good idea, though?
Well, you know, maybe just watch Seabiscuit.
What would make somebody think that taking a 3-foot horse penis up his pooper would be a wise thing to do?
Yeah.
Some point tonight we're gonna have to premiere that clip.
You got it there, Rock?
Yeah, I have it. It's officially on the board.
Man, I have fire extinguishers, and you know what? They're just not cutting it anymore. If we can find the largest object imaginable.
Oh, Scott, do you want to relive? You want to relive viewing that through the sounds?
Sure. I'll watch it with you guys. I gotta.
No, don't call.
Don't bring it up. Go ahead, play the clip. Oh, there he is. Taking the huge horse cock in the ass. I can't even look. Oh, God damn it.
So that's officially in.
It syncs up perfectly with the vision in my head of it.
Great, he's got a vision of it. Scott, you're out of control.
Not only was...
I went from watching Seventh Heaven, and now you guys are playing this.
Nice.
Yeah, how about the guy wasn't even yelling? Like, he was, you know, just like grunting like it was normal.
Like,
just
another day in the park.
Yeah. Like, the guy's not even screaming. Meanwhile, he's like, he's going to be dead like an hour from now. And the guy's not even, he doesn't even seem upset.
No. And that horse, by the way, kind of disappointed. Bit of a two-pump chump.
Yeah. Premature ejaculated.
Horse, like, ranking on him, you know, like, oh, dude, I saw the video. You lasted, what, three thrusts?
Absolutely horrible. Ugh. And horses fucking is kind of funny looking, isn't it?
I've never seen a horse fuck.
Because it's really fucked up looking to me. I don't know. Anyway.
The horse wasn't fucking. The horse was making love.
Okay? Yeah.
The kids on the board want it. I don't know.
No, absolutely not. Do not post that on the board.
Do not. No, that is not going on the board.
That's like so illegal, it's not even funny.
The ironic thing, I love the file name, Mr. Hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What, isn't it called Deep Thrusts?
Oh.
Deep Thrusts, Mr. Hand.
Yeah. Well, not only was the horse fucking video the topic of discussion when we hung out with Scotto, but I guess, I don't know if it's just White Plains or it's just the metropolitan area in general, but if you're Italian and you're either 18 or 19 years old, you got that fucking Carmine Gotti haircut. Where, like, the hair on the, like, the back of your neck is standing straight up.
It's like they gelled, they were gelling their hair and said, you know, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to work down on my neck. I'm going to get my back hair involved.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Scott all night just was like, hey, look, Carmine Gotti. Hey, look, there's fucking Carmine Gotti. Everybody had this fucking haircut. Are the Gottis, like, role models? Am I missing something? Am I out of pop culture? Are they like the next NSYNC or something?
I think that's what society's done. The Gottis are the next thing to be.
No.
I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know what the hell is hip anymore. You know, we're just getting into MC Hammer down here.
Oh, right. You just got your first pair of shell top Adidas.
At merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I was just amazed at how many guys had that haircut and how many guys looked identical. Like, if you took a picture of an asshole and put it in a Xerox, and then, you know, then now you have all the male population at the Burping Turtle.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's got that fucking haircut.
I did some research. I went on Google. Actually, there's a term. There's a name for that haircut. You can go into Regis and ask for the asshole.
The haircut's called the asshole. Oh, and my grandfather was a mobster.
Nice.
You remember, I don't know if this was like after beer number 5 or number 6, but there was one guy, and his hair was just so over the top. Like, it looked like he was in a, you know, General Motors wind tunnel.
Where was this, at the Thirsty Turtle?
I was staring at that guy, and you guys were like, no, don't even approach him. Don't even approach him.
I don't remember crap. I remember we were down in like some sort of like VIP lounge area, and there were like chicks dancing, and then there was like a girl that looked like she was 15 trying to hit on Scotto.
And there was Scott going, remix!
Yeah.
We were down in the Moon Cricket Pavilion.
Yeah.
Moon Cricket.
Yeah, because the techno music is blaring throughout the club. We were like 10 years older than everybody else there.
It was just a who's who of FUBU and Rockaware.
And the night, of course, ended like all college kids do. I guess we resorted back to our old days when we went and jammed pizza in our faces.
Yeah.
All drunk.
That was so game. It's still downstairs in that little room. There's that one girl, and Rock was sort of like making eye contact with her, and she just gave me a
yeah. That was awesome.
I don't know why, but I started doing the whole beat the fuckers, like pointing at my eyes, pointing at hers, and she like, her, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got no game. I suck.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, if you hang out with me, you're not going to get laid, dude. That's how it is.
Karen is a no-laid zone.
Yeah. Fucking repellent.
Yeah, if you're looking to not get laid, just hang around him and yeah. Forget it. No chicks will be inside whatsoever.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Scott, we had a good time hanging out with you, man. We fit right in there.
You guys going to be around Xmas? Going to be around for the holidays?
Oh, yeah. Fat Kev's going to be in the building, too, man. So we're going to party up with Fat Kev.
Let's do it again.
Yeah. You're coming up here?
Yeah, man.
All right, cool.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Definitely do it again.
We'll do it again. Let's go to a fucking comedy club this time.
Let's do it, man. Let's go to the Cellar and let's go to Caroline's.
Yeah, we'll go to Caroline's and we'll fucking throw Scotty up on stage.
Just throw him up.
Scotto!
Get going.
Let's
get
go, Scott.
Can you pull some strings and get me a couple of spots? Lord knows I have no pull in New York.
We'll just fucking throw you up there. I don't care. Whenever the stage is empty, we'll just push you up.
Like, without further ado, Scotto!
We don't like you. Put Scott up there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's go hang out at a comedy club. We'll go to, like, the Comedy Cellar or Caroline's or some shit like that. That'll be a good time, right?
As long as we can invite Crazy Clown.
As long as what?
As long as we can invite Crazy Clown.
Crazy Clown.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Crazy
sure.
Clown.
No,
that guy.
Hey, listen, Scott, Jenny wants to know, how's your hole? What's that all about?
How's my hole?
Yeah. What's going on, dude? What are you doing with Jen?
Sports fucking incident, so actually it healed up quite nice. I have no idea what she's talking about.
Okay.
All right.
She was calling up on the booking hotline, and she's like, I asked Scott, how's his hole? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Virgin? Another appropriate answer.
That's not a question you should really ask another dude.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Aaron, how's your dick hole?
Mm-hmm. He'll tell you. No, don't even start asking him that stuff.
It's got cobwebs on it.
He'd be like, well, I'll tell you.
All right, Scotto, man, you're a cool dude, and we loved hanging out with you. What do you got coming up, man? What gigs you got coming up?
I got Charlotte, North Kakalaki, the Comedy Zone, the New Year's. I'll be here New Year's Eve as well.
All right, sweet. Playing New Year's. So that's at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina, right?
You got it, bud.
All right, word up, Scotto.
704-348-4242. 704-348, ha-ha.
All right, everybody.
How much is that stomach
spread, our new buddy, Scotto Chasek.
Scotto!
The man, the myth, the legend. Scotto, thanks for joining us, pal.
Hey, thank you. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, later.
See ya.
Word him up.
Remix.
Yeah, later, Scotto. Scotto Sejcik on the LunaticRadio.com show. Scotto Sejcik is a fucking cool fucking dude,
he's
man.
He's great. Oh,
great guy.
He's a cool guy to hang out with, you know?
Yeah.
He's just like laid back.
Yeah. He's not trying to fucking make you laugh every 2 seconds, you know what I mean?
You know, it reminded me when we met Ray, and like we just knew as soon as like we met him face to face, like, yeah. He's one of us, you know.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Down to earth, cool guy.
Not the type of guy you have to feel out to, you know, let him simmer for 5-10 minutes, see if he's cool or not. He's a cool guy right off the bat.
You want to feel some guys out, don't you?
Let him simmer.
Yeah.
Dude, check it out. I'm doing Lemmy with the microphone.
Yeah, so we got a lot We got a lot to do on today's show, everybody. And
if you could, knew you would. Ace of Spades.
Yeah, we got an email from somebody who came up with a White Castle thing for Ronnie.
Really?
And
kind of
free White Castles for life.
Kind of set the bar. Kind of was like you know, broke down the little idea for a super bit for Ronnie.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What was it?
Because we were talking about White Castle and you know, you eating the case of White Castle last week, right on the show. We talked about it a little bit, and we got an email from a guy named Joe in Illinois.
Joey,
and he sent me the world record.
What is it?
43.
Oh,
43 White Castle burgers.
That is so many. That's disgusting.
What was the person imagine like what, the next day?
Oh, God. I don't even want to be around that.
That's lethal.
That's awful. You would have to throw up afterwards because you couldn't let that stew.
Yeah.
There's no way. You would have to like take like a whole bottle of Epicat after that.
Yeah, and well,
you can't let that stew in your stomach. You'd die. You'll die.
Yeah. You could permanently cause problems.
You'll die. You might as well eat like broken shards of glass.
It's like, what's worse, cyanide or 43 burgers of White
Castle?
You
might as well just do like a whole bottle of like rubbing alcohol.
Well, I think the listeners, actually some of them, I posted it on the message board being like, hey, I think I got a bit for Ron to eat White Castle burgers. And some of the people said, hey, you know, let's just get Ron a case. Let's see if Ron can do a case.
Sure.
Because that will be something. I know you're not world-class eating champion. You know, well, 43 is a lot. You're going to die if you eat 43.
I am world-class, just not world-class eating champion.
Right. Do you think you could do, like, a case maybe in one sitting?
No.
No.
No. Most I've ever done was 16, and I almost died. So.
43.
What's a case?
30.
Wow.
Oh, my God, right?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. All right, screw it. I thought a case was like 16, really.
No, it's 30.
Oh.
Yeah. I did 16 once, and I thought I was going to die. Literally. Thought I was going to die.
So no Ronnie Beans White Castle.
Like my cholesterol level afterwards shot up like 100 points after eating those 16. I thought I shit for 2 days straight. Mm-hmm. It was brutal.
You know, I just been thinking of stuff for Ron to do on the show, people. And I actually got another one that was sort of food related. It came from our old co-host, Doug Jones.
How about let's do this? How about let's throw darts at you?
No, why does everything involve me?
I don't know, because that's what I would want to do.
Do you secretly hate me, Ron?
A little bit.
See? You fucking asshole.
A little bit. No, I don't say I hate you. I think you're frustrating.
Okay. That means you hate me.
No.
Say hate, but he wouldn't say like either.
Yeah, right. I think you're frustrating more than anything.
All right.
Like you frustrate me greatly.
But our old co-host Doug Jones sent us a bit idea for Ron called Ron Star. It's a play on the old OnStar. You know, the phone system, the emergency system.
Yeah.
Well, with this, the OnStar, people would call up no matter where they are, driving in their cars in whatever state they're in, whatever city.
Right.
And they would be like, hey, Ron, where's the closest burger joint? And you would do-do-do-do-do.
Right.
With your extreme knowledge of burger joints, you would tell them where the closest one is.
That's right. I would say, make a left, a right, and then make a U-E straight up your ass.
Right. It's called the Ron Star Hotline. Now, that's something we probably would have to wait for actually a real gig to do that one.
Yeah.
Right. To have a phone system.
It's not funny.
Yeah. Okay. I think you're right. All right, everybody. Let's do a break, and we'll regroup. We'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show right after this. See more butts. Stick around.
Ruckus! some of the people that listen to TPSRadio.net?
This is Britney Spears.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Matt Burnett.
And Paul Dean.
We're from Loverboy.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Tina Turner.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Amy.
We're the Infidel Girls.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
Okay, maybe they don't really listen to TPSRadio.net, but you should check us out. TPSRadio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
The iPod revolution is over. LunaticRadio.com is now podcast. Check it out at PodcastAlley.com and Podcast.net.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
Do you want to have sex with him? No, thank you.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show at LunaticRadio.com. I'm your host, Kieran McCann. Alongside me today, everybody, is Ronnie Beans, of course, and the CEO of Rocket.
Yo.
Joining us all the way from L.A., everybody, across the country, is a legend in the porno business.
Porn King.
Porn King. Adam Glasser, better known as Seymour Butts, everybody. Adam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome. Hey, thanks for coming on.
Yes.
Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show. We were talking to Adam before the break, and Ronnie Beans actually was bringing up a film.
Oh, I was referencing, we were watching Seymour and Shane Playing with Fire. Now, this is an older movie from about 95, and in it has a famous scene of Shane giving a blowjob to a guy at the Elmont Firehouse.
Which is here on Long
Island. Which was a huge deal at the time.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, she was lost at the time, and that was the only way she felt she could negotiate good direction.
Nice.
See, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know anything about the backstory, but there was some sort
that is the backstory, just so you know.
Right. Nice.
There was some sort of legalities involved, right, with the whole thing?
Well, it was just a huge deal, because it was actually in the firehouse.
Right. And the only thing ever to happen in Elmont, ever.
Really, it is. Nothing happens in Elmont.
Nothing.
Seymour, I want to congratulate you on the success of Family Business, the Showtime show, the reality show about your family and what you do. Dude, I've been locked into that show for years. A buddy of mine, just a couple of years ago, was just like, dude, you got to watch this show on Showtime. It's Friday nights, 11:30. It's Family Business. And not knowing anything about the show, or actually even knowing anything about you in general, I thought it was just going to be pretty much about porn, but it's a freaking great show, dude.
Well, I appreciate that. A lot of people don't expect the family perspective that you get from the show.
Right, with your cousin Stevie and your mother and your son and all that stuff, and it's a great show, and I hope it's coming back, right? You got a new season in the can?
Actually, we are just wrapping up season four as we speak.
Any tips? Any little hints of what might happen?
Well, I mean, 10 episodes, a lot of stuff happens, I can tell you that. We take a trip to St. Martin.
Nice.
To shoot a movie.
Oh, nice.
which was a great time.
Oh,
yeah. Except for, of course, the stunt that Cousin Stevie pulled, which I'm not going to go into, but let me tell you, it was a doozy.
Sweet.
But Cousin Stevie is the freaking the greatest character. Actually, he's not playing a character, but he's right.
I wish
himself.
He was acting.
Just F-bomb after F-bomb. It's great, man. That guy's
dude, best. You will not believe what he pulled in St. Martin. Let me just tell you right now.
All
right,
go ahead.
I can't tell you.
I can't.
All I can say is you're not going to believe it.
Oh, I thought he was going to let one out.
I thought you had him.
I was trying to pull a radio
then
trick.
Then some of the other things we do. Well, Myrna and I, who is the girl that I'm dating in the show.
Yes.
Right.
You know, the girl that was my receptionist who then turned into my tushy girl.
Sure.
And then turned into my girlfriend.
Yes.
We went to a swingers convention in Las Vegas.
Uh-oh.
That was pretty cool.
How'd that play out? Holy shit. You know, I actually went to a sex party once in Manhattan, of all places, and I was completely freaked out.
This was about 2,000 people, 1,000 couples in Las Vegas, just letting it all hang out, man.
Where was it? What venue?
Well, when you're trying to book a swingers convention into Las Vegas, you don't necessarily get into the Bellagio. You know?
Yeah, right.
I think we were at the Stardust or something.
Wow. But still, oh my God, that's gotta be nuts.
I gotta think there's a lot of bodily fluids going on there.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, the pool. I was scared to get in the pool.
Wow.
I mean, it was just a sea of humping. Flesh.
It's gonna be surreal. Wow. Zero Bus was just like, he was just like putting him on. He was like, wow. Even he couldn't take it.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I mean, I could imagine.
Holy
you know,
shit.
Considering the fact that, look, to be honest with you, a great majority of the swingers are not necessarily aesthetically pleased. You know,
fat guys with hairy backs.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it was like a sperm whale convention in a sense.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah. That's right up Kieran's alley right there.
Duty. Talk about the duty scene from Caddyshack.
Oh,
holy Christ. This gross. Takes it to another level.
Gross.
I wanted to ask you something that I never get to hear about porno. What does a film bring in revenue?
Well, that all depends. I mean, to be honest with you, the average film, remember, there's 14,000 movies made each year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So, on average, most movies don't make that much money, but they don't cost that much money either. So, that being said, the average porn costs about between $15,000 and $20,000 to make,
mm-hmm.
and it probably brings in about, let's say, $50,000 to $100,000, depending upon who's making it.
Wow.
That's about the average. And then, you know, there's people that do much better than that as well.
Right, because I noticed, like, just recently that, you know, there are some flicks out there that have a nice production to them. Like, I was watching one starring Jesse Jane, and it was like Pirates of something. And I got to imagine that's a lot of money to make a film like that. And I don't know if they're losing money on that or whatever.
No, they're not losing money. But that movie probably cost about $150,000 to $200,000 to make.
Yeah.
And it'll probably bring in, over a very long period of time, $1 million+.
Nice.
Wow.
Holy shit.
I guess that's what I just...
We're in the wrong business. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, we found out what we're
But I'm talking about a period of 5 years. It'll bring in $1 million.
Yeah, because wow. it goes to the DVDs and all that stuff. It's
right, yeah.
It's not like box
you
office.
Know, broadcast like rights, cable rights, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we were checking out your site, and I noticed something at teamtushy.com that you have Exposed Entertainment, and these like traveling bachelor parties you could set up.
That's correct. All across the country, nationally, we have girls in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, every major market on the East Coast, Midwest, and West Coast.
Wow,
you got an empire over there.
So not only can you have your favorite porn star at your bachelor or bachelorette party, but also you can rent the Seymour Butts party bus and have a mobile party.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Kind of like the Voyeur bus a little bit, you know?
Yeah, the Voyeur bus, except it's yours.
Yeah, right.
You ain't voyeuring.
That's wow. Freaking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I ever get married, which will never happen, dude, I'm calling you up.
Hey, well, you know, people can find out about that at mypartynow.com.
Mypartynow.com?
Mypartynow.com.
Holy
shit. Anybody's getting married out there listening to the program.
Hey, dude, we do birthday parties. We'll do a divorce party if you want to.
Nice.
Nice.
Birthday parties.
How about a second Wednesday of the month party?
Believe me, we've thrown them.
That's great. Rock, you got something else?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we always like to ask our guests this one question. You know, it's like, it's the lunaticradio.com bit. And you would probably be able to help us a lot with this one and really help with specifically Karen with it. And it's, the man hasn't gotten laid in 7 years. Now, you being Seymour Butts, the man.
Who hasn't gotten laid?
That's me.
Karen McCann.
Okay.
The host of the show.
You being the porn king, what would you, like, what's some advice you could give a guy who's been literally out of the loop for 7 years? Where does he begin? What do you suggest to him?
Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, to me, you know, if you really wanted me to take it seriously, I'd have to have some background information. In other words, what's going on with you? Have you been trying, and are you being turned down, or are you not even trying?
A little of both.
He's shy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's shy.
Yeah, and what happens is he puts girls into the friend zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've taken him to Vegas, and he had a pretty good shot when we were in Vegas, and he kind of just screwed it all up because he gets like a brain fart in the middle of it, and that's it, and then the girl leaves.
Well, Seymour, I actually called the two chicks hookers.
Because
my co-host Ronnie Beans told me if an attractive girl comes up to you in Vegas, she's pretty much a hooker. So she's probably a hooker. So I called her.
What
hooker.
You're saying is you also not only are you shy, but you also lack tact.
Yeah. Yes. And these girls were not hookers, but Karen wouldn't take my word for it.
I really have no game. It's like all the three girls that have, you know, suffered and banged me in my life have all wanted to bang me. They were like, "Hey, Kira, let's go fucking bang." So I have no game. I have no I have no practice. I've never practiced trying to get a chick, so...
You know, I think, to be honest with you, that you might be a candidate for the whole internet dating deal. Because that's a place where, you know, writing things is a lot easier than saying things.
Yeah. But once the chicks see me, and I'm kind of
well, dude, you got to put up a picture that is representative of you, yeah. And additional, I would play up the hell out of your hosting
nice.
Position,
yeah.
You know, and make yourself seem like a bigger celebrity than you obviously are.
Yeah, Seymour, I got to tell you, Karen doesn't like doing that either.
Yeah, I'm just a mess, Seymour.
He's kind of self-deprecating too, so he's basically he's got nothing.
I think what we're trying to get at is that I'm going to mail myself to you in a box, and you can just throw me on a porn set, and maybe I'll get laid.
Yeah, although that sounds even doubtful to me.
Yeah.
If anybody could screw it up, Karen can.
How about, hey, Karen, what about becoming good enough so that if you ever do get that shot again that they want to keep you around for a second shot?
There you go.
There you go.
See? Porn King. Coming.
That's why you should check out at teamtushy.com. I have these female ejaculation tips.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And if you can learn to do that to a girl with your fingers, trust me that you'll become one of the 1% club. And that's something that you're probably not a member of in any other clubs. Like penis size or something like that.
Nice. I got
so
hair on my back.
If you can learn to become a great lover, that also will give you a lot of confidence as well, my friend.
Thanks for the tips.
That's awesome.
Well, the thing is, Seymour's website is also educational, which is I've never seen another porn site that's educational. Because he has a whole thing on there about guide to anal sex, like how to do anal sex without making a mess.
Yep.
I mean, it's very informative. Right. And you know, cool, and I definitely print it out, and I'm going to show it to every girl I know.
But I think, you know, you guys should especially pay attention to those female ejaculation tips, because it really shows you with two fingers how you could change a girl's life.
Oh, really?
I like that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Excellent.
Screw the penis.
Actually, I didn't see that part.
You would.
I wouldn't screw the penis, you homo.
You're the gay fat. Oh, forget it.
I'm not gay at all.
Yeah,
I
right.
just don't get laid.
Exactly.
Damn it. I hate my co-host, Seymour. Log on to TeamTushy.com. It is a great website, Seymour. I've been on there looking at everything.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Hey, Seymour, we got a couple questions from the Lunatic Radio message board. If you don't mind, just a couple quick ones.
Sure.
First one is, what won't you do?
What won't I do?
Yeah.
Is that sexually?
Who?
That's how the question is worded. So I guess assume sexually, what won't you do?
Like club a chick with a brick or something.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I'm not into the whole bondage scene and,
that whole thing.
I'm a pretty vanilla guy except for my backdoor fetish.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Seymour, I've tried the backdoor once. I tried the old anal sex with the girlfriend I had back in the day, and you know, it didn't go over too well.
No.
You
should try lubrication next time.
Yeah. Exactly. See, he knows. Because
take it from the man who knows.
You know, I was young, and we were just like, you know, doing it. We're getting bored with doing the regular stuff, you know. And I was like, let me just throw it in the back door, and we'll see what happens. And literally, it was like sticking your finger in like a deflated balloon, like in a nozzle, and the rubber just sticks to your finger, and you can't get the fucker out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was pretty much just wedged into my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's DSS.
DSS.
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah, dry sphincter syndrome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's classic.
So, I haven't tried the anal sex after that. What do you use? I guess what? Motor oil or something?
Oh,
you throw it on the back?
Stop.
Motor oil is a good choice.
Stop
yes, sir. And then if you can't find motor oil, you might want to try something like, I don't know, KY, jelly, or wet, or Seymour Butts' specially formulated lubricant.
Nice.
Who knows?
I guess you're the man to go to when you want to discuss anal sex or buy anal sex products.
Yeah.
How about that? Seymour Butts.
Or you could go to Pennzoil.
Yeah, I literally was like, all right, honey, I think I got to stick my foot on your ass, and on the count of three, let's push. It was a mess. It was.
Yeah, next time, use a dipstick first.
Yeah. So.
So another question from the board. Whatever happened to the chick who had a picture of you tattooed on her ass?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, her name was Alicia Class.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that tattoo changed into a dolphin, actually. She retired from the business. She got married to a very successful music industry executive, and I believe she lives happily ever after.
Hey, there you go.
Oh man, it's got to be great to be Seymour Butts. You wake up.
Oh, fantastic!
Do you wake up every day just with a smile on your face, knowing that pretty much Monday through Friday you're gonna be seeing a hot chick?
That's one thought, and then the other thought is, when are the FBI going to knock down my door?
Oh man!
But I mean, your life's got to be great, dude. But I mean, aside from all the business aspects and stuff like that, I mean,
aside from the fact that I face jail every day of my life.
Oh, come on!
Seriously, man, you think I'm kidding with you guys?
Elaborate.
Well. I mean, where are you guys living? You guys understand you're living in the United States of America, the land of the Attorney General,
FCC, yeah.
FCC.
Who believes that, you know, pornography is the devil.
Right. Well, actually, I saw on your website, the Pussy Posse was shut down?
Yeah, man. It was shut down because the Attorney General changed the regulations on us.
Right.
And he said that if we don't have the paperwork in proper order, it's a 5-year jail term per violation.
Jesus Damn. Christ.
Those fuckers.
We're fighting it right now in court, and we're waiting for a decision on it. And it's been delayed for now, I don't know, at least 90 days. But it is serious out there, man. This guy George Bush and his team of religious freaks,
right?
Yeah,
are seriously attacking the freedoms that we have, you know, that we have thought were automatically ours.
Right, exactly.
What you're going to watch in your bedroom, what you're going to do in your own house.
Right.
I mean, these kind of things, these people want to take away.
Yeah.
They want to legislate morality, and it's crazy.
Yeah, I hope that works out for you, man. I hate these fucking PC bastards who are down there in Washington just shutting down the fun.
Exactly.
Well, you know, if any of your listeners want to find out more about how they are under attack,
right,
they can go to the freespeechcoalition.com.
Cool.
Which is an organization that I serve on the board of directors of.
Oh, nice.
And we are basically a watchdog organization, and we fight any kind of legislation that, you know, that threatens our First Amendment rights.
What is that, freespeechcoalition.com?
freespeechcoalition.com.
All right. Log on to that, people.
I guess Seymour's day is more than just staring at hot chicks banging. He actually,
I mean, look, that's a great part of my day, but sure. I don't want to make it seem like, you know, everything is hunky dory, and
right,
and you're always going to be able to go to the video store or go to your favorite website and look at what you want to look at, because that's not necessarily true, man.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, when somebody notices that you're making a living and having fun doing it, they're going to fuck with you if it's derogatory or deemed dirty in any way. Right, you know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Fuckers.
I mean, you know, understand that they also changed the wording. It used to be that you used to have to do certain things if your movies showed actual sex. In other words, actual penetration.
Right.
Now, they took the word actual out of the statute. So that means that even the movies that people in Hollywood make are going to be affected by this.
Oh, everything's falling apart, man.
Dude, what are they doing down there?
What happened?
George Bush is...
Hey, man, it's on the East Coast. It's not happening here. It's happening by you guys.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I don't know what I would do without porn.
I know.
Well, I mean, nobody thinks about that at voting time. That's
right.
The thing.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Right, yeah.
I mean, if everybody that watched porn would vote, we'd be solid, baby.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they're whacking off while it's voting time.
Yeah, right. It's time to go to the voting booth, and I'm like, there's a Jenna Jameson clip on the internet that I really want to see. You know, take a break from jacking. Go vote. I mean, I wish all these freaking kids, like in the last election, I wish all these kids that everybody was saying are going to go out and vote and vote for Kerry. Everybody was home jerking off.
Right. Yeah, or smoking weed or something.
I'll tell you what, shirts. Those churchgoers were getting in their buses.
Yeah.
And they were going to the polls.
They're fucking organized. And the kids that are watching porno and stuff like that are not organized. They're just
lazy. I mean, I'm seriously thinking next election that I'm going to... You know what I was doing this election? I was in New York City in Times Square handing out free DVDs to people who came up with voting receipts.
Wow. So that's...
That was my attempt. But unfortunately, you know, I shouldn't have been doing that in New York. I should have been doing that in the mid-fucking-West.
Yeah, in right. Ohio or
all
Kansas.
The red states.
Yeah, all the
yeah, exactly. The but this time, states. I think, you know, I'm thinking of, like, doing something with, like, the nightclubs across the country where they open up all night and then there are buses to go straight to the polls in the morning.
Yeah.
Straight from the right. club.
That's the idea right there for the next election. Get everybody from the goddamn strip clubs around the country.
Not just strip clubs, nightclubs, everywhere that people are partying.
Yeah, and throw them on a bus and take them to the polls.
Yeah. Straight from the clubs.
I got a better idea. Adam, run for president.
Oh.
Dude.
You know what?
That would be awesome.
You unfortunately, you know, you have people like Mary Carey that do it.
Oh,
and they make it a joke, you know, and I couldn't do it as solely a joke. But you know, certainly I have my ideas, and I certainly tell you what, if I was president, we wouldn't be fucking around having people killed in Iraq right now.
That's right.
Fuck yeah. I mean, yeah, I wasn't intending it as a joke. I mean, you definitely sound like you got a head on your shoulders. You know what the fuck you're talking about, man.
And we need someone, we need someone like you.
Yeah, right. Wow.
That'd be crazy, man.
You guys draft me, I'll vote. I mean, I'll run.
Well, you know, we could start out small, like city council or something like that.
Sure, the way up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And in a few years, rule the world.
That's right.
Get Cousin Stevie in the White House.
Arnold started it, governor.
Yeah. There you go. See, now we're getting him on our side. That's it.
I just want to see Cousin Stevie marching on the White House lawn doing something.
Taking a piss in a bush.
Yeah. But he'll be my I'll make him the Minister of Defense.
Yeah, nice. Nice, classic.
Seymour, we have actually Jesse Jane coming on the program next week. And is it true? I've heard rumors that you dated her, right?
Listen.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, did I hit something, Ben?
Oh, shit.
You need to pass along a message to her.
Uh-oh.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
This is going to be good.
That she just got married, right?
Okay.
This mm-hmm. girl just got married, but yet she's threatening the sanctity of her marriage by continuing to send me letters of love.
Oh! That's it.
Through my emails, through my text messages, this girl doesn't leave me alone.
Dun, 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 dun,
all she
dun,
says
dun, dun,
is
dun,
things
dun,
like,
dun.
I want to suck your ass.
Oh.
I mean, it's dirty, sick. Oh. Just really, if it doesn't stop, I have no choice but to go to the police.
Vote for Seymour.
Yeah. Dude, that's why you wake up every morning with a smile on your face.
How about that?
That is fantastic.
That's great. I'll pose the question to her.
Yes.
Please.
We'll put her in the hot seat.
All right, Seymour. I appreciate you joining us on the program, dude.
Hey, it was great, guys. Oh, thanks for having me.
Awesome, dude.
You're a New York guy. We're New York guys.
Hell yeah.
And, yo, keep doing what you're doing, player.
I'm going to try, man. I'm going to try. As long as they don't lock me up, I'm going to keep doing it.
All right. And I'll be tuning into that season 4 whenever it comes out.
It should be January, man.
Oh, cool. Great. Cool. Great.
January. All
what
right.
up, everybody? Awesome, Family man. Business on Showtime. See more butts, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Take it easy, guys.
Later.
Later.
Word them up, everybody.
Wow.
Look at that. That guy's a great guy.
Cool guy, man.
Man, cool guy.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. I got to say, stuff like that, you know, with the sending, you know, love letters, that kind of thing happens to me every day.
Right. And Seymour got a little political right there.
He did.
He's right. Because, like, think about what, like, porn is in your daily life. And think about what porn is in everybody you know's daily life. Like,
I know.
What would happen if there was no porn?
Dude, every motherfucker out there watches porno.
Oh, everyone.
You know, the dude at your office, people that you think is fucking straight edge or whatever, and he doesn't do anything crazy, that motherfucker's got a closet or a database full of nasty porno clips.
Who
there.
Doesn't? The only person I know that doesn't have any porno whatsoever is Kieran's dad.
Right.
That's true.
Well, you asked him.
He's the only. No, he's just very negative.
Oh,
about
and
it.
Just to clear,
probably Dick Cheney.
Just to clear something up, when we were talking before, Kieran was referring to his paid for internet based videos he had on his computer.
That's right.
Right. That you went to at a website and you purchased with a major credit card.
Oh, yeah.
And had it locally on your computer.
Of course, because I just throw massive amounts
just
of money at porno.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just make that clear.
Yeah. I don't
know. If it wasn't for porn, I'd be like that guy you see on TV, like talking to himself surrounded by cops. You know? They're like a man menacing. You know, I'm yelling at the birds and everything. And just, you know,
or you just be listening to this.
Oh, of course, fuck you. You know, Seymour Butts is going to make some of these.
Oh, no. We don't want. No.
You want to take anal sex to another level?
What won't he do? I think that's pretty safe to say. That's yeah. He didn't mention it, though.
He didn't mention
it. We gave him the opportunity to. Didn't say anything.
That was good.
How about you guys in your little bit? This is the little bit they do on the show, everybody. Every time we have a guest on, Rocket and Ronnie have to ask the question about me
it's
not getting laid.
You know why I like asking the question? I like asking the question because I like hearing the people's reactions.
Exactly.
And every one of them so far has been like the God.
That's the thing we have to do.
Yeah.
We have to go back to the old shows when we've had guests on, when you posed that question.
Yeah.
And we got to isolate every reaction.
Right. Yeah. Because every one of them is like the same reaction where they're like, dude, did you hear about it? You know, Joey got a D-Wee. And everybody's like, oh. Man.
Seymour.
You know, I mean, it's the same reaction, you know?
Yeah.
Did you hear about Steve? Yeah, Steve's in jail.
What?
Really? Wow. That sucks. You know, it's the same reaction.
Right.
You know, and everybody doesn't even know what to say. They're like, well, do I make fun of him now? Yeah. Or do I feel bad for him? Yeah. Or, you know.
What's the reaction? Word him up. Seymour Butts, great guest on the LunaticRadio.com show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com madness, everybody.
More
it
fun.
Never stops.
Hi, Jinx.
And actually, I got some news.
Nothing.
I got some news right after the break for the people, for the listeners. They're going to like this.
For the people.
All right, so stick around, people. We'll be back.
What do you want? Well, come on. What do you want? A snot rag? Right, another fucking mongoloid. Marcus, get this kid off me before he pisses on me, all right? Fuck with my beard.
It's not real.
No shit. Well, it was real, but you see, I got sick and all the hair fell out, so I had to wear this fucking thing.
How'd you get sick?
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
Mrs. Santa?
No, it was her sister.
What's it like at the North Pole?
Like the suburbs.
Which one?
Apache Junction. What the fuck do you care? Now get off my lap. Just sit there like a fucking retard.
You are really Santa, right?
No, I'm an accountant. I wear this fucking thing as a fashion statement, all right?
Okay.
Marcus, get this kid out of here. He's freaking me out.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Who are some of the people that listen to TPSRadio.net?
This is Britney Spears.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Matt Burnett.
And Paul Dean.
We're from Loverboy.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Tina Turner.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm Amy. We're the Infield Rules.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
Okay, maybe they don't really listen to TPSRadio.net, but you should. Check us out. TPSRadio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
Lunatic Radio.
This is what you do. You go on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
And you find some girl who looks a little whorish who lives in the state that you're in. Yeah. You don't go with the girl who's got the glossy, like, professional porno star picture. You got the girl who looks like, you know, she only has, like, 16 friends and she has, like, self-esteem.
Right, right.
Then you go on and you read her little bio about herself, and whatever her dream is, you send her an email and tell her that you think she can achieve it.
Alienating people since 1979.
The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade. You make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane.
This is Jenny Blowjob, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. This is Jenny Blowjob, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com on MySpace, the best place to meet people and hookers. This is LunaticRadio.com on MySpace, and if you're a whore, be our friend. Oh, this is LunaticRadio.com. Oh, yes, LunaticRadio.com. Come in my face. Sorry.
It's Lunatic Radio.
It's like shooting pussy in a barrel.
.com.
Well, now it seems I'm talking and I've lost another one of the ones and I broke through the wall. Damn, they won't compromise. I am so
mad. Yeah.
Devil's
Disturbed, everybody. Probably one of the greatest bands over the last couple of years.
You're out of your mind.
Disturbed, really?
Yeah.
You don't like them?
No. The guy, all the guy does is go, ooh, ah!
Like, oh, yeah, wait, then who's better over the past couple years?
The way he sings? Over the past couple years?
You said past couple years, right?
For their music, the music they play, yeah.
No, so past couple years, who do you think's better? I honestly, I think you might be on.
Thank you. Rocky.
Well, wait. Well, you want to talk mainstream Disturbed, but if you want to talk, like, underground Mastodon, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, but there's so, like, just, I don't know, it's...
Yeah, I'm on your...
I'm not a big... Yeah, you
neither
know,
am I.
Disturbed fan.
If you want to talk about mainstream stuff,
yeah,
I think Disturbed's pretty.
I think Godsmack's better.
No, stop it,
dude. Godsmack's
on better.
Seven Dust died a couple years ago. They bailed out.
Seven Dust is good though. I like Seven Dust.
They were.
Yeah, well, work. I like that.
Waffle, like that that song Waffle, which was good. That was that's a good like 4 years, 5 years ago now.
Yeah, well, I like that music that makes you freaking get pumped up, dude. You know what I mean? And Disturbed provides that with each and every freaking song.
I just
they're not great, but I mean the question was the past couple years mainstream stuff.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anything else.
Yeah, but there really is like what kind of mainstream bands sound like that now? Like none of it. Like everything's like mainstream now is like you know the Killers and
well, right.
You know it's just I don't know. I just I
know there's a lot of different ways you could look at it. With the
guy
way.
Like I don't like the guy's always like nah! at the end of every line. Yeah,
he's a fucking monkey.
Like and he's like I'm going to get some milk. Nah!
Hey, you but know? What about
and then I pick up a pack of cigarettes. Ah!
I'm going to the supermarket.
yeah.
What about what's his head?
And
from
then I
Metallica?
Park the car.
What about the guy from Metallica?
Who? James Hetfield?
Yeah, he goes wah at the end of everything.
Yeah, but it's
what,
different.
Is that different?
Yeah, it's
oh,
different.
Come on.
It's more of a yodel. He does a yodel.
Plus, I don't know, Metallica is so bad now. I mean, they should change their name from Metallica to like, I don't know.
I'm one of the three people that like
Softica.
Anger.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, I didn't mind.
Dude, come on.
Let's just
anger.
End this music conversation by saying Disturbed's a good band.
Do you remember?
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait, we're not done.
Do you remember? You remember Kitty?
Yeah.
All right. Kitty came out like right after like Load came out.
Right.
And when you have a band of four girls that kick ass more than the latest Metallica album, that you should hang it up. Should just hang it up.
Call it a day.
Call it a day. And then they were like, okay, we're going to do Saint Anger.
Right.
And it's like, sorry, but it's like too little too late. Like, they need to go back to do like 10-minute songs like one, and that's what they need to do.
All right. Well, there you go.
I heard they opened up a couple shows for the Stones on this tour.
Metallica? Yeah.
Listen, I think they did.
Just playing faster and louder does not... That doesn't make up for 7 or 8 years of shit. You know? Like, that's it. They're like, okay, we've put out, like, they put out, like, four bad albums.
Right.
And then they were like, okay, we're going to come out and do Saint Anger, and it's going to be faster and louder. But that's all it was faster and louder shit.
It was because they cut their hair.
Nah, it's because you get old and you're just not as angry or pissed off as anymore. And you get sober, and that ruins every band.
It does.
Like, every band. Like, unless you started out as a sober band, like, I would say, like, somebody like U2, which started out playing songs, like, sober.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't really... Like, sobriety doesn't mess you up because you were good when you were sober.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These bands stink when they're sober. And the only reason they're any good is because they're either high on, like, coke and liquor and God knows what else.
Also known as the rock and roll steroids.
Yeah. And then when they... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then when they get off the juice...
They suck. Can't even hit a single.
Yeah, because they're like, dude, man, I got kids now. And
you know what? I kind of started losing touch with Metallica when I watched that documentary they had out. What was the name of that documentary?
Oh, and they're talking about their feelings?
Yeah, when they have
Some kind of monster.
Yeah.
Some kind of monster when they have the therapist.
Yeah. I feel you don't respect me. I'm like, you shouldn't be talking about that. In Metallica, what should happen is if you're pissed off at that guy, you should throw a beer bottle at him.
Right.
You know? And then get up and play like a 20-minute solo.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? You should take that anger and go right into the studio, have a guy press record and you bring it out on the microphone.
Like you should
on the guitar.
Like, James Hetfield should have threw a bottle at Lars Ulrich, and then when it hit him in the head and he's bleeding all over the place, then you go in and record a song.
Yeah.
That's how good music is made. Not by talking about your feelings.
But no, they're all sitting around on lounge couches with their legs crossed like a homo. You ever see the leg crossed like a homo?
Absolutely. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I gotta go. My wife's calling on my BlackBerry.
Talking about their...
Nobody in Metallica should have a BlackBerry.
Right. Talking about their recording session and how you thought that Lars didn't play the drums right.
Yeah.
And how that affects your feelings. Shut up. Play the fucking guitar and the drums and sing. Make good music.
Horrible.
And don't disgust
Horrible.
It.
You cannot play good music when you get out of Kabbalah class. Okay?
I was a little bummed out when I saw Kirk Hammett like riding a pony with like a pink shirt on.
Yeah, come on.
It just felt a little awkward.
All right. Look at that. I'm getting off on a little tangent about music.
Yeah, but it's a talk show. You sit there and you're like, you can't play good music when you're like a dad.
Okay, can I say something though? I saw them on the Saint Anger tour and it fucking kicked ass. So, as long as they play a good live show, I don't care what they do. And it's kind of funny because on that tour, they played like one song off the weird 6 years, you know, the weird 6 year span.
Because they all stink. All those songs stink.
So be it. But I still think that they have game, considering I saw them live and how they perform.
Listen, they can play live well because they're always going to have that.
Okay.
But I say they are creatively bankrupt. That they're done, and that if they play anything post post the Black Album, they're done. All they should do is just sit around. They can tour, and I'm sure they're great live because I've seen them live, and they're great. Is just play everything for the Black Album to the beginning,
right?
And that's it. Because anything they come out with now, they're creatively bankrupt. They have nothing. They have nothing left in the tank.
Do you still consider them one of the greatest bands?
Absolutely.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what they did from Ride the Lightning and Justice for All, Kill 'Em All, awesome.
So strictly based on the good albums that they made, not their longevity.
Right, yeah. At the time, I mean, they're probably one of the best metal bands ever. I mean, if you talk about, like, obviously you talk about Black Sabbath, you talk about Led Zeppelin, you know, but from 1980 on, basically, it's Metallica.
Okay.
I mean, as far as metal. I mean, they're the best.
All right.
But They got married. They got soft.
I don't know. Saint Anger. I'm curious to see if they make another album. What it's going to be like. If it follows the evolution of the band and how they like, you know, created themselves and turned themselves into the, you know, these great, you know, metal musicians, and then they kind of lulled off and they changed their angle, and then all of a sudden they went back to quote unquote their roots. I think if they are to make another album, I think it'll be on the level of your Injustice for All Black Album level. I think. I mean, this is strictly my opinion and a guess of mine. I think if it follows suit. And with that being said, if that happens, then what are you going to think of them?
Well, then I say, you know, good for them. Like, way to prove me wrong.
Okay.
But I don't think they will because...
That never happened. Has that
what,
ever happened?
You know what it is?
Come on.
Success for a lot of bands breeds, like, I don't care. Like, I'll just make 12 songs, we'll throw it out there, and people will buy it. And it doesn't... When you're successful like that, it's, you know, what's your motivation to put out a good album?
The only band I've ever seen that had, like, a great success when they began and then had, like, 5-6 years where they just completely sucked, and then they came back to being really good and mainstream was Aerosmith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, but see, the reason they sucked was because they were all such unbelievable drug addicts that they couldn't even like be coherent enough to make an album.
Right.
Right.
And it wasn't until they're like the exception
right. So they
of the
did
rule.
It the cool way. They did it the cool way.
Like, in other words, they couldn't put out an album because they were just so fucked up.
They bulked up so much on steroids they couldn't even like move.
Yeah. So Aerosmith sucked the cool way.
Yeah.
Metallica cut their hair.
Yeah.
And sucked the bad way.
And then what happened was once they got off the drugs, then they were like, we still have a lot to say because we couldn't say it for 10 years because we were so, you know, so blasted with drugs. Metallica, like, they got soft. I think they got lazy. Look at like a band like Slayer.
Okay.
Right? Why is Slayer still kick-ass now? Because they've never had that mainstream of success.
Right, right.
And they still
that
want
same
it.
Formula, right.
You know what I mean? And now those guys are married. They have kids.
Right.
You know, but they come out Rain and Blood, you know, and they're still kicking ass.
Right. Yeah, like Alice Cooper, man. That guy still kicks ass every once in a while.
Well, Alice Cooper hasn't had him.
Why? I know, but he's like Slayer. He's never been mainstream.
No, I know.
But he still does concerts and sells out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but Alice Cooper is still living off of stuff he did in the 70s.
I think he just played Brookhaven, too.
Yeah, he's at the Westbury Music Fair. The part when he throws meat into the audience doesn't go over so well.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my parents went to see Alice Cooper because they thought it was like a doo-wop band or something. What's with this chick Alice Cooper? Seems nice.
People think he's nice because he plays golf.
Oh, God.
All the white people love him.
Yeah. He's out of his mind.
Then you go see a show and he's like killing stuff on stage. Hacking people's heads off.
Yeah. It's like a Gwar concert. Mm.
Gwar.
TeamToshi.com is Seymour Buss's website, people.
Yes.
Log on to that. It's a great freaking website, actually. It is.
Dude, it's tons of shit.
Dude, it's informative, educational.
And smut.
Yes. And smut.
I believe our Jenny Blowjob, our booking girl, spent like 6 hours on that website reading all the tutorials.
She's the one who told me about the anal tutorial.
Yeah.
And how she said... put a towel down, so and if it, there's a mess, don't freak out.
Yeah.
Which, I'm sorry, but if you're having anal sex with a girl and there's an accident and you don't freak out, you deserve like a Purple Heart. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Because I'd be hard-pressed to find a guy who wouldn't freak out under those circumstances. Imagine if it was your bet. Now you're like, now I got to throw all the sheets out.
Anal sex is... Yeah.
It's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, not only from this, you know...
You might get wedged in there, but, you know... Yeah. Anyway, speaking of Jenny Blowjob, dude, she's been
We love her.
She's such a great freaking asset
she's
to this show.
She's the best.
And I'm thinking we need to... Ustery in his studio need to come up and get her a Christmas gift. What
Absolutely.
Do you think?
Absolutely. I'm down.
I think we should get her like a... like some sort of object with our pictures on it so she can... You know, have her fantasies out.
We'll send her 8x10 glossies of
us.
Signed.
Signed.
Yeah.
Come on. No, I mean something good. We
Absolutely,
need,
yeah.
She's a great asset to this show, man. She's taking this show to another level.
Well, do you mean like good or like funny good?
Well, like a funny good aspect? What?
No, I mean like do you buy her something funny? Like you buy her like some sort of sex toy like the anal beads she keeps talking about? Or do you get her something like an iPod?
I don't know. That's for us to decide. I was thinking...
Well, she has been talking about anal beads a lot.
Yeah.
Says she wants.
We can throw those in there.
She says she doesn't want. She wants the regular sized one, not the big golf ball sized ones.
We could throw those in there. How much could they cost? $10
Wow. I'm completely horrible when it comes to buying gifts for people because I inevitably buy people gifts that I like. You know,
like a bowling ball with your name on it,
chicken finger and fries.
Kieran got me a bowling ball, and it says Kieran.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want it, I'll take it.
Yeah, I do that all the time, you know? Like,
got me a paid newspaper from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It was like my father back...
I get a tip!
It was like my father back in the day, like, when he would, you know, buy my mother, like, a birthday gift. He'd get her, like, a car battery or something, you know?
Just envision you open up the old...
Get her something.
What did
likes.
You get from Kieran? A year subscription to The Post.
So I need your help. I need your help in deciding what kind of Christmas gift we can get Jenny Blowjob.
It's a soggy box with like chicken fingers, like all old and oily.
And I want to get her something good.
Well, she had like every time I talk to her, she talks about anal beads.
Yeah, but is that her being like, you know, trying to be wacky because you're a radio guy and stuff?
We'll just throw that in. Like, how much could they cost?
Well, yeah, that could be an extra stocking stuff.
I want to get the big ones, though. Come on, Jenny. You got to live a little.
Sure. Yeah, we got to get, like, the crazy size.
All right, first
of
all.
El Gigante.
First of all, I'm not getting nothing. Like I can't. Like, somebody else would need to go buy them.
No, I'll Kieran go.
Oh, of course.
I am not buying anal beads.
No, Kieran will go.
Not unless a girl comes with me.
No, definitely. No, Kieran, you'll get them. Don't worry about it. You're a big man. You're the big man.
Kieran?
I'm not going to get him.
Kieran's even more freaked out about that stuff than I am.
Dude, I'm going to have like a fucking video camera. Watch him go in the store by the anal beads. He'll get freaked out.
There's no way I'm buying anal beads by myself.
No.
It's just, it's not happening.
Would you go with Kieran?
Absolutely not.
Dude, if we're going to buy anal beads for Jenny Blowjob for Christmas, it's going to be one person, not like a team of us, because we'll all look like homos.
Exactly. You're going. It's done.
All right. Yeah, so that's one thing we got to do.
Let me tell you, the show.
If any of the listeners have any suggestions about what we can get Jenny Blowjob for Christmas,
wait a minute! I just thought of something. Oh, you can buy them on the internet.
Oh yeah,
the great internet.
Because I was going to say the last time that the reason I stopped going to porn stores, you know, sex shops,
right?
The last time I was in there, as I was going through the big boob section, right. I happened to look over, and a guy I went to high school with was in, like, the all-guy section. So I was like, holy shit, he can't, like, I didn't want him to see him in the all-guy section.
Right.
Oh, so I had to bolt.
Word him up. Also, a little programming note for the people. As I mentioned in the last segment, we're going to have Jessie Jane, the porn star, on the program. She'll be calling in next week. And word is from the booking department, Jenny. That I guess Jesse Jane's people, and I use the quote,
"the little bunny ears,"
right, have sent out a box of goodies.
Nice. Oh, it's official!
A box of goodies.
Now
mailed out last Friday.
If there's a set of Jesse Jane anal beads in that, we can, you know, spin that around back to Jenny.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm really hoping for is it's a FedEx crate with Jesse Jane in it.
You know what would be awesome is if they sent one of those, like, authentic crotches. You know,
oh,
like
the
like wax mold of her crotch.
Oh my god.
We could give that to Kieran and we'd be like, Kieran, this is just like, this is an exact replica of this girl's crotch, right. And Kieran could go to town.
So wait a minute, he'd be like, he hasn't gotten laid in 6 years, asterisk, you know. Yeah.
Well, he kind of got laid. He banged a replica, a clone, if you will, of
December
her,
19th
of banged, her privates.
Banged a replica of Jesse James.
He could even do it on the show. We could put him in the other room and just like, you know, go ahead. Yeah. And then he could come back and describe how it was.
Then we could finally have the Ronnie and Rocket show.
Yeah.
God, that'd be great.
You know, the more.
And then if he said it was really good, then I'm borrowing it.
No. Oh, wait a minute.
Of course, after I clean it.
Microwave it.
Yeah. After I clean it and hose it down.
No. So we should be getting a package from Jesse Jane's people. So that should be good. You know, maybe some stuff for the listeners and good stuff like that.
Awesome.
You know, it'd be good stuff. I like that. Another
All right,
step
who's got
up.
Who's got dibs on what? Kieran's got dibs on the poster. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what it is.
It's like, I can put the hole right there.
I kind of want to...
Size up the poster.
We got to figure out something so where we can, you know, see, have like, a little contest for the listeners.
The poster can't be too wide, because if it's too wide, he can't reach around it. Because he's got to cut a hole in it, and then you got to reach around it to get to the other side of the poster.
Oh, yo, speaking of which, where's that Misty Monday poster there, buddy? Where'd
it's
it go?
Right here. It's right here. Yeah. Next time.
And then see, you know what else he does? He puts on a video of Jesse Jane, you know, for the audio.
Right.
So he's got, like, the whole thing going. He's got the poster, the audio in the background.
Oh, Kieran.
I actually got a little taste of Jesse Jane right here for everybody.
Batman. Oh, Batman. I was a Batgirl.
I believe she's a hot little knob in this one.
Oh, it's making me wet. Oh, yeah. I just want you inside me. I can't help it.
I love the fake porno talk.
You just make me so fucking horny.
She's reading a teleprompter.
Oh, my God. Make me a fucking animal. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah. I want you to fucking come all over my tits. Yeah. Do it. Do it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, God, that feels great.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
You know, we're good friends and all that.
Uh-huh.
You know, bullshit all the time.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to do shit like that, like grab audio, send it to me next time.
Right.
That was the worst piece of audio I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, come on.
It was so much. This is what you do 5 minutes before the show.
It was grainy.
Ridiculous. No, it wasn't.
That's the audio. That was from the internet.
That was DivX. Anyone in the internet who knows DivX knows that DivX quality is very good. Very good.
All right,
you
Scott.
Fucked it up.
All right, Scott.
Yo, play that clip again. Not that one.
What the fuck is that? That was the week after Dane Cook was on, and and you guys were making fun of me about how loud I am.
Right.
And then just, you know, I just decided to over-exaggerate myself, and, you know, I just... That was me keeping the pimp hand strong.
That was Rocket completely
was
annoying the crap out of me
that
during
was
the Dane
awesome.
Cook interview.
Dude, I got a whole collection of stuff.
Go ahead.
Can we waste pointless time?
All right, go ahead. Waste time.
Ronnie Bean is fucking huge cock. It's so fucking good. Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
All right, go ahead.
And there's also... Oh, we got Race Car Johnny. He made the board.
Yo, yo, yo. This is Race Car Johnny.
I was going to say, that sounds like a British laugh. Like, you ever see, like, an old British guy laugh?
Oh,
he's like,
really good.
Good show, brilliant.
Speaking of, since we were just playing some Fat Kevin Race Car Johnny clips, we got some drunk calls from the boys.
Segway.
This week, and Shawnee B is talking about Kev, I believe. Shawnee B, remember Shawnee B from Austin, Texas?
Is that the guy, he did like the 20-minute interview about how everybody sucked but you?
Yeah, he had this to say, so let's play this.
Yeah, this is Shawnee B in Texas, just catching up with last week's podcast. Man, why's Fat Kev got to bust my balls? Is it because he can't find his own? Fuck. Hey, and by the way, the only way he's going to kick me in the fucking throat is if I happen to pass out and my chin lands on his fucking boot.
Oh.
Look at him, bitch.
I love you.
Look at him, bitch. Yeah. I don't know why my brother, in one of his drunk calls, was trying to kick people in the throat or something. He kept on repeating it and repeating it. And Shawnee B was like talking Kev up. Shawnee B loves Kev.
I don't know. I'm just...
And Kev doesn't accept love, I guess?
Well, that's like
Kev? No.
Fat Kev does not accept love. Fat Kev accepts vag. Fat Kev accepts major credit cards and vag.
Fat Kev likes Coors Lights.
That's like what Karen gets Fat Kev for Christmas.
Coors Lights.
A case of bullets.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
Fat Kev.
Hello, go to bitch.
Yo, it's fucking Fat Kev. Now it's fucking Fat Kev. That's his name. Right. Hey, what's up, fucking Fat Kev?
That's finally 5 years and you brought a funny. About time, buddy. Mm. Welcome to the club. I said it before. I cannot wait for when he comes back for the holidays.
Oh, we got to get him on the air,
this
dude.
This is going to be great.
Yeah. We got to get him drunk first, though.
You better make sure you're around, Beans. Oh, stop it. Would you stop it?
That'll be a little discussion for off the air.
Actually, I was talking to Fat Kev this week, and he's going to the Fiesta Bowl with Notre Dame playing
shit.
Ohio State. Yeah.
Oh, dude, Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. He's going to be drunk before the game even starts.
Yeah, I know. Race Car Johnny had this to say, everybody.
So, you know, it's Race Car up in Tampa hanging out with some fucking crazy-ass motherfucking bar. Get fucked up. Eat lots of hotties and shit. Playing some pool. Putting a cup on the air, hanging out. Just chilling, a little fucked up. About to take the chick back to the fucking... to the room and get the fucking banging on.
All right. There you go. Just a standard drunk call.
Yeah, he announced he's going to bang his chick.
Right. And he actually sent me an email telling me he banged her 5 times.
Nice. He killed her.
This is what my listeners do now. Yeah, he killed her.
He killed
her. Tore a pussy up.
Yo.
Tore a pussy up.
Oh.
So how did it go? I killed her. Oh, tore a pussy up. Referencing Harlem Nights, people. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, you really should.
Cavassier. You should make a Cavassier in Florida. They even have that down there?
No, no, no.
Man, I hope that was a ladies' man reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. How about that he's like, hey, I'm going to go bang my girlfriend to like all the listeners across the land.
Yeah, well, this is like a new thing starting with the listeners. They go and bang chicks, and then they email me and tell me about it to rub it in.
Sweet.
Good.
They give me the number. Oh, yeah,
good
banged
for you.
Her 5 times in like quotes.
Yeah.
5 times.
5. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Keep going. We have the best listeners in the world. Mm-hmm. Keep attacking Kieran.
You know what the thing is? Like, I'm 32 now, and when you get past like 2 in a night, you're like, that's enough.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of sex another day.
Yeah.
Like 5, like that's...
The sun will rise.
Yeah. Like, I gotta go to bed, man. Like, that's... SportsCenter's coming on at 2. Like, come on.
That's funny.
Like, when you're like... I mean, I have no idea how old Race Car Johnny is, but... When you're younger, like 5 in a night's no big deal. Like my age, you know, 2 at best.
Yeah.
And then actually, you know what it is? You start nagging them about morning sex. Because that's like morning sex. You're like, I'm up, I'm awake, let's go. And they never want to do it. Never want to do morning sex.
I never went with the morning sex because when I had a rod, I was just like, you know, it's full of fucking urine.
But the thing is about morning sex actually is that for me, like afterwards, I want to go back to bed.
Of course,
and you can't. You got to get up, and I'm like, I don't want to get back up. I want to go back to bed.
All right, everybody.
Foot tap.
Let's
time to go. Rise and shine.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show. We have some Howard clips. We got to take. We think Howard's not Howard. I think Rocket's going to do a little weather report for us. Maybe.
Okay.
We're going to give this a try, and we got a whole bunch of other stuff to play play for you. So stick around. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hello, monkeys. This is Ted Stryker from the beautiful Outer Banks of North Carolina, and I am LunaticRadio.com. You got a fucking problem with that? I'll put my foot in your ass sideways. How about that?
Yeah! Come on, motherfucker! Come on.
working hard at Soviet machinery of repression to minimize harm to innocent people.
Up against me.
It's probably one of the best podcasts I've heard right now besides ours. It's called Lunatic Radio at lunaticradio.com. These guys are from New York, and it's such a comfortable and fun and easygoing show to listen to. You will love this show. Lunaticradio.com. Check it out. That's Lunatic with a U.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
Who was that, Rock?
I can't believe you asked me that question.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
All right.
I didn't really, I wasn't really paying
attention. Word up. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break, email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA, that's 206-202-5666. Hit us up, man. Show's been going pretty good so far, everybody.
Doing all right.
Not trying to kiss our own ass.
No.
Not trying to claim that we're the,
the greatest thing on radio.
Oh, my God.
Greatest thing on the radio.
I'm not trying to throw bits at you every 5 seconds.
Greatest thing ever.
Like the guy from Red Bar Radio said, we're a relaxed, cool show. Right, Ron?
When's the last time we had a bit?
Wizzle Wuzzle?
We don't do bits on this
show. Yeah, I never do. Every time we do a bit, it sucks.
You want to hear something that's funny on this show or something like that? It's real.
Right.
It's real. We're just... We're not like keeping it real. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be that fucking guy. I'm not going to be that asshole who's keeping it real.
Right.
I'm just telling you, Ron and Rocket think I'm gay. That's real.
Right. Remember the State of the Unit address?
Right.
And then remember, like, we tried to do a press conference afterwards?
Right.
That sucked.
Yeah, but that was a real bit.
Yeah, but you know, like every time we do a bit, hey, look, I'm on the TV.
Fat guy at the Philadelphia Eagles game.
Every time we try to do a bit, it
there's your son, Ron.
Yeah.
Did you see that on the lunaticradio.com message board?
That was fantastic.
No, it was good. That was the readers were good. I mean, the listeners, the readers.
Just quickly, last week we were talking about Ron, and we think we might have a kid out there somewhere.
That's right. I banged a girl 15 years ago. She has a 15-year-old kid.
And we instructed all the listeners to post a picture of Ron's kid on the message board, and there are thousands of pictures on.
Yeah, and it's all some fat kid eating a hamburger.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, but we're real. We do bits, but the bits are real. We're not the grease man here.
The last good bit Lunatic Radio had was Ass and Gill.
Ass and Gill.
Right, that was like...
We just don't... Like, we tried. Like, we tried doing bits, and they all stunk. Yeah. Every time we did them, they stunk.
Yeah,
we're not... And you know it's bad when we do bits, and the people in the room won't even laugh.
Yeah.
You know, like, we sit there, and you were doing these bits, and they were... remember we had, like... You made Doug Jones, former co-host.
Yeah.
Like, you made him impersonate Sway from MTV.
Oh.
And Doug trying to impersonate Sway, which Doug has, like... Now, Sway's a black guy, and Doug's white.
Yeah, the black guy talk like this.
Right. Now, Doug's idea of impersonating Sway was just saying, yo, in the same voice he uses.
Right.
Like, he didn't change his voice. He just was like, yo. Yeah, like, it was terrible.
It's like, hey, it's Doug Jones, Lunatic Radio. This is me doing Sway. What up, homies? What's going down? Keep it real.
It was terrible.
It was fucking terrible.
And the only bits we ever did that were any good is when, like, somehow Kieran got a beaten.
Yeah.
You know, like, we'd smack Kieran.
But there's another example of, like, just, like, a stunt or a real bit. We don't, I generally hate DJs who throw fucking bit after fucking bit at you. It's annoying. Stop it.
Greaseman. Vigor Vulgar.
A la Greaseman from Washington, D.C.
Vigor Vulgar. We got bits and we're not even trying.
Greaseman sounds like he's in the freaking studio, running back and forth, bouncing off the fucking wall, being like, give me a bit. I got bits here and I'm not even trying. And, oh, fucking shut up with your bits. Talk about something. Give me something that lasts more than 5 seconds.
Bits are played.
Oh, I hate fucking radio bits.
I was just going to say, I gave up on radio. Like, you can tell in 5 seconds who's interesting, who's being real, and who's just, you know, being the fucking morning zoo.
Right.
I mean, honestly, we've tried, like, what, maybe, like, 5 bits in the last, like, 3 years?
Yeah.
Maybe, and they've all tanked?
Yeah.
Every one of them.
We don't do bits on
this
show.
That's not us, no.
You know what it is? It's like, listen, if you're, let's say, Frank Thomas, you're not bunting for a base hit.
Right.
Right.
Because every time you try, you're going to fail miserably.
Right.
Frank Thomas, for instance.
Well, I'm thinking of a big guy who can't run.
Just, or, you know, Barry Bonds.
Yeah, Barry Bonds or Benji Molina.
Right.
Or Mike Piazza.
Right.
You're not bunting for base hits. You know that's not your strength.
Right. Yeah.
And after you try it a couple times and fail miserably, you stop trying to do it.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're sticking to the power.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're shooting the gap.
No, Greg T. the frat boy on this show. No wacky guys.
Look at you. No monsters in the morning?
Yeah, no monsters in the morning.
Oh, wait, we can't talk about monsters in the morning.
All right, that's on XM?
Yeah.
I forgot. There's a fucking show on XM on channel 152. It's like a talk station or whatever. It's called Monsters in the Morning. They have like 80 people on the show. 80 people with microphones crammed in a closet.
Like, I think we sound like a mess. Imagine like... 8 of us
all talking at the same time.
Yeah. We've had that. Remember, we've done 8 people in here.
We had the round table with Nikki, Doug, me, Karen, and you.
Yeah. And then we threw in the rest of Substrike that one time.
Oh, man. Yeah, we've had a ton of people.
3's enough.
Yeah.
3 is enough. Monsters in the Morning. I guess it's the show out of Florida or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Holy shit. Fire some people on that show. Please.
Yeah.
Learn to get a fucking a strong hand and be like, hey, you're not doing a good job. Get out.
So
80
so,
people on a fucking show. It's terrible, man.
So MC Hammer's entourage got a job?
Exactly. Fucking bunch of backup dancers on that show.
Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah. Some guy, he paid $80,000 a year to do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he paid like a guy like 60 grand a year to be like a pants fluffer.
Yeah. Ouch.
Make sure his genie pants were always like nice and fluffed.
Yeah.
Less equals more.
Yes.
Mm. And that's exactly why, like, because, you know, for those who don't know, I started out as a listener. I didn't know you guys.
No.
In the beginning. I was just a listener on the O&A message boards and came across you. And, yeah, I mean, that was the one thing that I enjoyed about the show is that you fucking were just like, you were hanging out, you know?
Yeah, what the fuck?
And it wasn't like, you weren't trying to, like, get to the next bit, you know, trying to be zany.
Yeah.
And you'd have some fake voices, you know? Just...
Does the roast count as a bit?
Yeah, that's a bit.
All right.
All right, let's go.
Sort of.
We were just hypocritical. That is a bit.
All right.
But it's not
like...
But
we're making fun of each other.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's nothing fake about it.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's production value because we, like, sit there and, you know, make like it's, you know, hey, we're at a roast, you know, but we're just bashing each other and it's from the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I generally dislike Kieran immensely.
So do I.
But there are shows out there like the, you know, the Z Morning Zoos, and they do exist on the internet.
Yeah.
But occasionally they throw in the word fuck.
Right.
Hey, we're different.
Hey.
We're breaking the barriers.
But they do these bits, and there's a lot of fakeness in there.
Yeah.
You know? And that's not us.
We
don't associate with
right,
those people.
And we know who the real people are on the internet, and who's real and who's doing it, you know, with their heart, that their hearts are in it, and that's all that matters. Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is, I don't really listen to any other internet radio.
Neither do I. The only reason why I listen is like, Kieran's like, you gotta turn this on. You gotta hear this shit.
Yeah. I always call Rocket like during the week, and I'm like, yeah, listen to this internet radio show because it's gonna fucking annoy you.
Right.
I listen to shit that annoys me.
Right.
And I love getting aggravated at it and yelling at my computer and being like, this guy fucking sucks.
Yep.
He stole that. You know?
Wow.
Hmm. Hey, Rock, I think I was doing that last night.
Yeah.
Do you know...
I was there. I was there. I was witnessing it.
I think it was a Sunday night.
Sunday night, yeah.
Yeah, we just keep it real. That's what we're trying to get. And have the fucking... Another thing that annoyed Rock. It annoyed me.
I can say it annoyed me.
It annoyed Jenny. It didn't annoy Ron because he didn't even see it.
Ron, yeah.
But there's some people out there who are kind of like taking advantage of our show.
Right.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Other people on the internet who talk into microphones.
Right. I'll cut to the chase. Cut the shit now.
Right.
Just stop.
You person. Yeah, no, that fucking sucks. Don't do that shit, dude. I know who I'm... I think some people out there know who we're talking about. Yeah. That guy's a fucking cocksucker, and if he does it, I'm gonna fucking kill his show. End of story.
Ooh.
It's coming from very serious in here all of a sudden.
End of story.
This comes from 5'4" of nothing.
End of story.
You know what's great? Like, I come down here and do the show, and when I leave here, I have nothing to do with it.
I know, it's like,
I have nothing to do with any of this.
My hands are clean.
Yeah. Like, I come in here, I do, lay the jokes, do this, and then I'm done, and I don't, you know, I barely even am on the message board most of the time.
You're like a casino dealer, you do the hands. Or
yeah, that's right. I'm like, okay, I'm done. You know, see you later. You know, back to ESPN.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I have a very short fuse when it comes to people using our show, sorta. Actually, no, they are using our fucking show to get, you know, to boost their show up.
Right.
Now, see, like, I'm like, people use our show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know why either. No, I really don't know why they do that either. But they see, like, that, I guess that we get guests or something like that, or we're getting, our people, we're getting feedback or something. Because I guess other internet radio shows don't get emails ever or something. I don't know. I don't know how it worked with other internet radio shows.
Yeah,
but I guess they see that, you know, people are going to our website and posting and stuff like that. So they want to, like, capitalize on that by using us.
All right.
You know? So fuck it. I'm not down with that. Player.
Boy.
I have a very short fuse when it comes to that stuff.
You Sorry. Tell him, Kieran. It's we just... know who our friends are and who are our enemies, and that's all.
Yeah. And Ron, I want to mention to you that our real friends, the other shows, the TPS radio show and the EuronLive.com show, and our show, looks like we might all be on one station.
Oh, my God.
Something might be happening.
Oh, my God.
Which is cool, because I fucking love those guys.
We might be down the hall from Ray.
Well, all right. Is that something I should get excited about? Why?
You wouldn't be? Yeah, you should, because, you know, we're going to have some more, probably have some more interaction with the shows together.
Okay.
Which is cool.
Excellent.
You know, we'll have a few with the YourOwnLive.com guys, because they're a bunch of cocksucking Red Sox fans.
Who's buying the pizza? Ray?
Sweet. Yeah. Ray gets raised, as I established on the board. Ray's the beer bitch.
Doesn't he owe us pizza? Didn't we get him pizza the last time?
He owes us pizza and like 12 beer. Very expensive beer. Like, you
I
know,
thought he bought the beer. And we bought
up,
the pizza.
Shut up. He owes us beer.
Are we talking about the San Francisco trip again?
Oh, you always go
back. Listen, I'm not going back to that.
No, actually, Ron.
What?
You want to be pleased to know I stopped payment on the Live 365. So people were no longer be on that crappy fucking internet service.
Yeah, that was a waste. Oh, I mean, listen,
I got an email today from Live 365 saying, "Hey, your account is overdue. Your account is closed." And I was like, "Yay!"
Yeah, whatever. I mean, who even goes there anymore? That
we sound like dicks. We're on Live 365 for literally years. The day we get off it, they were the biggest shitheads ever.
I could never listen to it on there.
And it was hard. It was hard to listen
because,
to
because like you had to. You'd come into the middle of the show, and then you have to wait around.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, dude.
But they did. I don't know. I've defended them to a certain extent because even though yes, it wasn't possible to simply listen to fucking a fucking show. You know, they did help. You know, help. It was a place for us to put the shows up.
Well, you know what happened to Live 365 podcasting? It turned that freaking internet radio site into a dinosaur.
Right. Anybody who would give an award. To Bagel Radio.
Yeah, they should really figure. Yeah, they need to figure things out.
Yeah,
it was all that whole freaking that award ceremony that they would do every year. So corrupt.
Bagel Radio.
Yeah, it was all a bunch of like friends getting together online, little like internet buddies being like, "Hey, vote for me, I'll vote for you," and we'll all win.
Five word exception.
They're giving awards to people who can, construct the playlist.
The only
That's
one
what
who,
you get an award for.
At the time, I mean, Craig did put effort in, and he deserved his.
Craig!
I mean, he was one of the. But you get.
There are some notables that are maybe.
But in the majority, like you're saying.
Do you know where? We're still on his website.
Yeah, I know.
The last show, it's the August 13th show on there.
We're on a bunch of websites that used to be our affiliates, and they never played the show, and they never took our logos off.
Well, I think Craig realized there was more to life to podcasting, and he had to get on with his career and things like that.
But his website is still like up and running. Like it looks like he still does things on the website. Like but our show's on, TPS Radio is on there. Their show,
yeah.
Except like the show on there is from like August 13th.
Who knows?
I got an email from a guy, Ben, out there in Washington. He writes, "I found you guys recently on podcast, quite by accident. You are by far the best thing out there.
Yeah.
I guess our best podcasting thing out there.
Knows his taste.
Yeah, sure.
Here's where it gets interesting.
Fine wines and cheeses.
You definitely need to land a gig on satellite radio. Before Stern.
Oh, man.
Isn't that like next week?
Yeah. It's really giving us a challenge.
Keep up the great work. The show is funny as hell. More shows would be better, which is probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do that. And Aunt Karen, you need to bang Jenny Blowjob for some reason.
Sure.
All right. That chick is righteous. So.
Damn, we got a week.
She is righteous.
Thanks to Ben. And actually, it's Ben and Jennifer out there in Washington. Yeah.
Do they just have a baby?
Yeah.
Is it Affleck and Garner?
Yeah.
Imagine. I don't think Affleck goes to the University of Washington.
I don't know if he'd. I don't know if I'd want him listening to the show.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wicked smart.
You know, Matt Damon I can handle. Ben Affleck, I don't think so.
How about that though? Somebody mentioned our show in the same breath as the king of all media.
Who? Howard Stern?
Yeah. Here's a guy, Howard Stern, who has changed the face of radio. He has changed it. The guy got on the thing and he did some wacky stuff, said some nasty stuff, changed the whole
spectrum
of radio. He brought it to another level. Guy's going to make $500,000 at Sirius Satellite Radio. $500,000 at Sirius Satellite Radio. And this guy put our name in the same email. Is his name.
Meh.
Sorry.
Meh.
I put you in the same breath as ONA when I wrote you emails.
I'm sorry.
And you say, to Howard Stern?
We all do.
I'm whatever. I'm not like a student of radio to be able to tell you like Howard's place in the pantheon of radio.
Yeah.
All I know is that when I listen to a show or I watch a show on E, like he may have been funny a long time ago, but yeah. I don't. It's not
lost its luster.
Yeah. Listen, smacking a girl in the ass with a fish is not funny.
I think anal ring toss is definitely a groundbreaking.
Yeah, but isn't that like on every show now? Doesn't he do that? I saw one there with a guy doing anal ring toss.
You know what's funny about his show? Artie Lang.
Artie Lang's a funny guy on the
He's
show.
He's funny on the show. Howard Stern.
Listen, Artie Lang said one funny thing when he offered that girl a McGriddle. And that was it.
That was gold, man.
Yeah, but like one funny thing every 6 months isn't like gold. It's just not. I don't find it funny.
Right. Yeah. But do you find it like a compliment at least to be mentioned in the same breath?
Sure.
Absolutely. Like some guy in Washington?
Yeah, absolutely. That
one guy in Washington across the country mentioned us in the same breath?
Yeah, but, you know, that's fine. Listen, I'm glad that people like our show. I appreciate our fans and stuff like that. But as far as, like, the other people, Howard Stern, ONA, all those guys, I got nothing for them. I got nothing for them.
Wow.
And I don't...
Ron taking on the big dogs.
No, listen, they could be great. They don't make me laugh.
All right. Oh, no, that's fine.
No, that just...
That's one... Honest opinion.
Yeah, there's only like so many times you could see like a girl get like do stupid shit for tits and it's just not funny. Or how many times you get every girl that comes on there, you do anal?
Yeah.
Turn around. Yeah, turn around. Let me see what you ask.
Well, here you go.
You're a beautiful girl. You're a very beautiful girl.
Here you go. How many times will somebody listening to our show could say this? How many times can you call Kieran gay?
Oh, that's infinite.
But see, that you know what the difference is? And we went over this before. The difference is this shit really happens.
Yeah.
Like, there is no difference. If you were hanging out, and you could ask Scott,
yeah,
there is no different hanging out with us in real life than there is listening to us on the show. There's no difference.
Right.
We're not putting on an act. We're not doing anything. And we're not, like, this is just how we are. This is what we do.
Right.
Like, I'm sure Howard does not ask every girl he runs into if she does anal. Like, to me, right, it's a lot of stuff that's done for shock value.
Right. And not only that, 99.99% of those girls that come in are prepaid for. They're like, you know, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to throw you X amount of dollars,
right?
These aren't like chicks off the street. You know, it's not so much, holy cow, listen what Howard's talking about to this girl. No, they were told about this before the show, and they're giving money, too.
Right.
You know?
Well.
When we call you gay, I'm not getting a dime for it.
Yeah.
Well, in response to Ben's email from Washington, I thank you for the email.
Yeah, man.
There is no chance in this world that we'll be on the satellite radio before
Howard
Stern.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think the stuff that we do and the stuff that Howard and, like, ONA do are even the same thing.
In my opinion, ONA are the best show in radio.
Right, but I'm saying what they do and what we do isn't the same. I don't think it's the same.
Yeah, I would say Howard's... All right, just to break it down and pretty much take the conversation to a close, I would say Howard Stern's more of a bit show. ONA are more of like a realistic talk show. Like, everything's... They don't really do bits, those guys. Do they?
No. Once in a while.
Yeah.
Once in a while. Yeah. But overall, no, not like to the level that Howard Stern does. But you know what? It kind of gets into that whole thing with like music. Like, okay, there's like the rock genre, and then there's subgenres, but it still goes all back to the rock genre, you know, when you look at it in the grand scheme of things. But yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're all a
like
bit
I said, those guys are great. They're great at what they do, but they don't. I don't think they apply to us.
Right. I think we're a different show.
Absolutely.
I do. In our own little way, I think we're a little different than
how many
guys.
Times. Like, the stuff we do off air is sometimes funnier than the stuff we do on air.
Yeah.
What we do in real life, except we talk into a microphone when we do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
Yeah. Boring. Yeah. All right.
And with that...
I mean, I don't call Kieran gay just because he's on the show. I call him gay all the time. Like, in real life and on the phone. And as soon as I call up, and I call Kieran's cell phone, and he's like, what's up? And I'm like, homo!
Faggot.
Yeah, faggot!
Do this. I wanted to suck Bernard's cock.
Oh, shut up.
I hate when Rocket has buttons. I hate when Rocket has buttons.
I know, I'm sorry.
Anyway, in light of all this talk about Howard Stern, I might as well play the clips from 60 Minutes last night. Now, Howard's doing a big, you know, a promotional push because his terrestrial radio show is coming to an end, I believe, what, December 16th?
I believe so, yeah. I think
is his last show on K-Rock in New York. So Howard's doing a big push for the Sirius Satellite Radio, and he's going on these various TV shows to talk about his legacy, I guess, and his switch.
Right.
To satellite. So,
okay.
Here's Ed Bradley, everybody.
Ed Bradley.
Talking to Howard Stern last night on 60 Minutes.
Stern is unrepentant about the material he's fined, censored, and criticized for. Unrepentant about the incessant chatter about sex and excrement.
Are you going to paint your jugs for Halloween like pumpkins?
Yes.
No.
The racial and gender stereotyping, or the vicious attacks on his perceived enemies like this one in 1992.
Al Sykes, the Federal Communications Commission, I pray that his prostate cancer spreads into his lungs and his kidneys. I pray to you, Jesus, answer my prayers.
That's kind of funny.
That's pretty
Isn't
exciting.
He Jewish?
I don't know. Yeah. Who, Howard?
Yeah.
Part Jewish.
That is me being outrageous.
But the guy has prostate cancer.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know that I would do that now. I'm older. But I'm on the air 5 hours. And
four.
I blurt out anything in my head. Dangerous, maybe. You know, do I say things afterwards that I regret? No, because those are the thoughts in my head, and I share that with the audience. Let me ask you something. Did you ever wish anyone dead?
Maybe as a kid.
Okay. I guess I'm still a kid, because when I get really angry and fired up and I feel like my back is up against the wall, I will say vicious things. And rather than hide that, I would rather put that out on the radio and let someone see the full range of emotions. If you're going to be strong on the radio, you got to let it all out. Even the ugly stuff.
Well,
and you can't apologize for it.
There you go. Write that in your notebooks, kids. Murder them off.
Yeah.
I got nothing wrong with that. See, this is the Howard. I was watching this interview last night, and I'm like, this is the Howard I used to like back in the early 90s.
Right. Yeah. Before it turned into fish slapping.
Yeah.
Wow.
It turned into, like, I invented everything.
Yeah, anal ring toss.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm just hearing that's crazy. That was the way he used to be.
And
that's
anybody who talks on the radio is stealing from me.
Yeah, that's what it is. I invented talking into microphones.
Yeah. Ronnie invented bringer of the funny.
Yeah.
No, dude, come on. Howard right now, is anybody who talks on the radio or does a radio show that's comedy related, it stole from him. That's what he said.
And it's fucking old. Yeah. Stop it.
And everybody's
Stern
out to get him, too.
Two 24-hour channels that will air his radio show, as well as other programming he's developing that he says will be Howard-centric.
Why do you think your audience wants to hear Howard and all things about Howard 24 hours a day on two different channels?
No.
Believe me, they don't.
Ouch.
It's just Howard's ego coming into play. See, this is the new Howard. This is when Howard switched to everything's about me.
Right. The Howard universe.
Right.
Oh, they're not going to hear all things about Howard. It's going to be programming with my sensibility.
Which is
all about Howard.
Weird. All about Howard.
It will be outrageous. We have a woman, for example, who's starting a show this week. Her name is Heidi Cortez. And she is very good at phone sex. And her job is to put the audience to sleep at night. And she will have phone sex for a half hour with a member of the audience, and it's called Tissue Time with Heidi Cortez.
Howard, you're sick.
I'm a sick man.
Why?
Go ahead, Rock.
Well, I don't know. It's like, why did Bradley say he's sick? Because, I mean, this sex line's, you know, all over the country. It's a legitimate business. People are making millions of dollars.
How about, like, one channel's Howard doing the ABCs?
Yeah.
A. Then B. C followed.
C for cock, kids.
And then came D.
Yeah.
It's all
Howard about Howard.
I don't know.
All about Howard.
I mean, I don't think it's you know, the great... it's still him in his wonderful universe, but...
Like, we're doing phone sex every night?
Yeah. That's going to get boring real quick.
Right.
I thought it was just Saturdays.
Well, that's what he just... I don't know.
No, she probably tapes like... No, he said... Put people to bed every night.
Oh, dude, that's good.
But, you know, obviously
she
probably tapes like 15 at a time, and then they just, you know, have a month's worth of shit.
So not only on Sirius Satellite Radio are you going to have a channel where Howard's show is actually on and probably replaying throughout the day, you're going to have another channel with like Howard type humor. And which Howard has the okay of everything that's going. So you're not going to have.
You know, we're probably killing any chance we have of being on Sirius.
No.
Well, we killed XM a couple weeks ago. Well, I killed XM a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but I didn't agree with that.
That's right.
Yep. Here we come.
We're just like, who's going to buy that? Who wants to hear 24 hours for the Howard Stern?
Well, you goddamn, I don't want to be on the internet, so let's talk good about somebody soon.
Besides, like, Howard's mom.
You know? The interview continues.
Co-host Robin Quivers, writer and sound effects maestro Fred Norris.
Wait, co-host Robin Quivers. Now there's a lady that won the lottery.
I know. What did she
Holy
do?
Holy shit.
What does she do with throwing that, like, I hear you, girl?
What does she add to anything?
The news.
She is the luckiest freaking broadcaster out there.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
She was so lucky that sometime in D.C., she walked into the same studio Howard was doing his show in. And he was like, hey, look, a black girl. And she just grabbed his coattails and went on for the ride. Adds nothing to that show.
Like, the funniest thing that Stern does, I think, is when they make fun of Baba Booey.
Yeah.
That's it. And now that cracks me up. Yeah. For like 10 minutes, they just sit there and go...
And that's Fred hitting the button.
Right. Yeah, Baba Booey.
We like Fred Norris.
Yeah, exactly.
And show producer Gary Delabate, who have all been with Stern for more than 20 years, are moving with him to Satellite with the rest of the staff. But despite the camaraderie, Stern admits that he's hard to work for.
I'm not a good listener sometimes. I'm too much of a control freak. I'm learning to be better. And I was so caught up in just getting the job done that I would miss out on the human aspect of this. There was a connection missing. But I truly love those people I work with, and I appreciate everything they do for me, and I just don't say it enough.
Now you get emotional about this.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Baba-booey. Dude, he loves him so much, he makes fun of him for like 20 minutes. Yeah. Fa-fa-fooey.
Fa-fa-foo-pie.
Yeah. They even have that little doll with the teeth.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. And whenever like he would talk from like outside, yeah, the doll's mouth would move.
Yeah.
Ba-ba-booey.
Yeah, I mean, dude, as much as we talk crap about people, Howard is the freaking king, and he no one's ever going to surpass what he's done
right.
in radio.
Right.
I do. I really feel that I could have been more connected to them.
Stern says his inability to connect with those close to him off the air is an ongoing problem. And one of the reasons for his divorce in 2001, after 21 years of marriage to the mother of his three daughters.
I am withdrawn. I have a hard time sitting and relaxing with people and appreciating how much fun that can be. In some way, I'm very self-contained, but I think, again, that's control. As long as I'm working and doing my thing, I don't have to deal with anything or anyone else.
Perhaps Stern's most intimate connection is on the air with his audience.
The one thing that I do know...
spout lies for the last 6 years.
...is when I get behind that microphone and hit that button, it's about as good as it gets for me. That I can sit there and feel the guy at the other end of the radio and know he's with me, and I know I'm making him laugh. And it's just perfect. It's a wonderful rush.
But Stern says he's making some progress on the relationship front. Today, he lives in Manhattan with Beth Ostrowski,
a
33-year-old model from Pittsburgh, whom he met 5 years ago. She told us her mother wasn't very happy about it.
My mother is a super conservative Catholic woman who...
This is great. Just real quick.
You got to control her story.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, this is good.
I do. This happens all the time.
Let her tell her story,
okay.
Howard.
Okay, so I met Howard at a dinner party. I called home, and I said, Mom, I met the most amazing man, and she was so excited for me. And I mentioned who it was. She hung up the phone. She went to church, and she didn't talk to me for 2 weeks.
Great.
He told us that 3 months into this relationship that you told him, Howard, this relationship is all about you.
Oh, I think I knew that from day one, but I'm okay with it.
Of course you're okay with it. The guy's worth a half a billion.
Yeah. Can you tell me where more girls like that come from?
Yeah. Let's get a radio gig, Ron. Maybe we'll get one of these.
Yeah. You're okay with it all being about me?
Has anybody
okay
noticed that Beth-O kind of looks like a giraffe?
A little bit.
She's got something in the face that makes her look like, I don't know, it's like some sort of like leopard or something.
Man, come on, you know, he's like, listen, come here and look pretty next to me and don't talk too much.
Yeah.
It's all about him, Ed.
Of course it is.
We watch TV what he wants to watch. We eat. We wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. We go to bed at 8. I love it, though. It's my life.
But I don't really feel...
Sounds like a real hoo-hoo.
Yeah, hoo-hoo, Robin.
God damn. Jeez. All about Alan.
We watch what he wants to watch. We eat what he wants to eat. Sweet.
There's a little give and take in that relationship.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he gives her like $1 million. And,
and she takes all of his shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she gives up her life.
I wonder why the guy got divorced back in the day.
She gives up whatever semblance of a life she had, and he gives her a lot of money and a big house to live in.
Big, big, fat ego in that guy's head.
That it's all about me.
It's all about him.
Just 97% of it.
Yeah, but that's fair.
But the radio and his audience are the most important things in his life, Stern says, and the move to satellite is the last challenge of his professional career. It's a gamble. Will people be willing to pay for radio, or will Stern fade into obscurity? He says he's obsessed with making it work.
I think I'm probably a little too desperate to be successful.
You are successful.
Yeah, but I told you.
A contract for $500 million over 5 years.
Oh, man.
You know what I would do if we got a contract like that? The first thing I would do is pick out a good rehab place, because that's where I'm going to end up.
Yeah.
Will never mean a thing to me. I will never feel successful.
Howard, you've had a successful book, a successful movie.
See, this is him trying to make everybody feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I'm not happy.
Dude, you got a floor at Sirius Satellite Radio. You got $500 million coming to you. Come on.
Right.
No one's going to feel bad for you.
I'm not happy. Stop. Let me tell you something, Ed. I'm not happy. You know something, Ed? You're a pretty good-looking guy. Do you like anal, Ed?
What do you do for a living?
You like to give the wife anal, Ed? Let me tell you something. If I was you, Ed, I'd give that wife anal. All the time.
So you want a man who can finish you off. Douchebag.
Give us the straight scoop, Ed. Come on.
What an annoying scumbag.
Yep.
Successful DVD. A successful radio program. Number one in I don't know how many markets. You've changed morning radio. And now you're going to satellite radio for $500 million over the next 5 years.
And he wants us to feel sorry for him. Oh, come on, people.
Shucks.
I got pains in my head.
How the hell could Sirius Radio... Are they even worth $500 million?
I don't know.
Where are they getting that money from?
Yeah, where are they getting that money from?
They're a salary cap over there.
Yeah. Like, what happens if people don't make the change?
That's what I'm saying. It's like...
How many people are hardcore enough that they're going to get Sirius Radio just for Howard Stern? Most people I know that have Sirius have it because of the NFL.
Yeah.
And even that, like, Sirius is way behind XM. So, like, how many people are going to pay, you know, buck up $12 a month to...
Well, they're putting all their chips in one freaking basket with Howard Stern, dude.
I guess. We'll see what happens.
You know?
What happens if not enough people...
There's no way, like, being another radio show coming in there and making headway. There's no way. There's no way that another radio show can go to Sirius Satellite Radio and make headway.
No, absolutely not.
It's all about Howard Stern.
Well, because he would never let it happen.
Yeah, right.
And he would choke the life out of anything that even tried to.
One, he would never let it happen. And it's not like you're going to get advertising when you got Big Howie making $500 million for the company. You know what I mean?
Boy.
When you put it that way, of course, that seems successful. But when I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm sitting and creating these two new channels, there's a fire in me that says, oh, my God, I can't disappoint that audience, regardless of what they pay me.
Shut up.
And maybe that's why I get paid a lot of money. When you hire me, you hire a nut who is going to work 24 hours a day for you and never, ever burn his audience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, just...
Just
fill it up with 24 hours worth of crap. And you breathing.
Yeah, and at least 10 hours of I did this, I did that, You're stealing from me.
But what's
no
he gonna,
one else is funny.
What's he going to do now? Like, not covered by the FCC. Like, what's he going to do without having a bitch and complain about the FCC's keeping him down? Like, what's his excuse going to be now when it's not funny?
Well, actually, his hardcore fans are sure are hoping that the old Howie will come back. You know, Howie from the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, if you take the past year and a half or so, you got to figure every show had at least an hour of FCC rants.
Yeah.
So what is he going to do to fill it? Oh, he's going to have that hour. He's going to get to talk about what he did in the Hamptons.
Oh, right.
You know?
There you go. There's your new material.
Hour. Yeah. I'm working 24 hours to produce this show, so you better enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for you people.
Yeah, I'm working my ass off, so you better laugh.
And if you don't like it, you're an ingrate. How about when he goes into that, I'm going to make my money whether you laugh or not.
Right.
Yeah. Who cares if you listen? Fuck, I got $500 million dollars coming my way.
Hey,
I had
man.
I've had enough of this.
Howard Stern.
Enough of this.
King Old Media for you.
Peh. He goes right into my Renee Zellweger file.
Yes! I love it! Thank you!
Really? He's in that category.
Peh.
Well, he... Well. He started everything. There are plenty of other shows out there that now do it better than he does. Let's put it that way. Okay? We'll give him that. He started the revolution that is risque radio. But there are people out there that do it better. That's okay. I'm not saying we do it better. I'm just saying that there are other people out there that do it better. And we can't even be compared to him because we're not a big dog. Okay? Word him up. All right, let's take a break. Come back. With more radio. On your internet dial, everybody. It's the lunaticradio.com show.
Right after this.
This is a new non-caloric silicon-based kitchen lubricant. My company's been working on it. It creates a surface 500 times more slippery than any cooking oil. We're really going to fly down the hill with this stuff.
And has anyone ever used it on a sled?
Not that I know of, Russ.
Well, don't go putting all that stuff on my sled, Clark. You know that metal plate in my head?
How can I forget?
I had to have it replaced because every time Catherine revved up the microwave, I'd piss my pants and forget who I was for a half hour or so. So over at the VA, they had to replace it with a plastic one. It ain't as strong, so... I don't know if I ought to go sailing down no hill with nothing between the ground and my brain but a piece of government plastic.
You really think it matters, Eddie?
It's lunaticradio.com.
It is the Christmas season. It's 5 days. How many more days left till Christmas?
Five.
And Junior and I on the lunaticradio.com show have yet to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah, we're going
to
do that this week, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Junior and I are going to get all bundled up. Head on out on Wednesday morning.
Why are you going to put a gay spin on it?
Because it's gay.
It is
gay. Because we're going shopping together.
It is gay. Well, that's quick because we shop the same way. We're like, yeah. I look at a sweater. I'm like, yeah, that'll look good on my mom. Does it fit her? Who gives a shit? We'll just go and get it. I don't care.
I'm just a person.
Sorry.
So we're going to get all bundled up and we're going to hop in the vehicle, grab some cup of joe on the way out. Go to the outlets where there's going to be complaining kids that we want to shoot.
Oh, you're going to see a side of me you've never seen.
Oh, I thought I had two Kenny G clips. What the hell's going on?
When I punt this little kid across the store.
Ah, here we go. This is better. Are you ready? Don't you love Christmas, Junior?
No, I freaking hate it.
Nestled by the fire.
Shut up!
With your father.
My father, yeah.
Get together with the family again. Your brother kicks the crap out of you.
We already had Christmas.
Christmas is over.
Don't you find it a burden?
Christmas?
Yeah.
I find nothing a burden around the holiday season.
Who are you right now?
Kylie. My alter ego. I'm going to get together with my partner, Steph, for the holiday season. I'm going to bend him over the fire and give him a little Jack Frost up the
Oh, God. God, God, I hope my family's listening to this.
Kylie loves the Christmas season. You never know. You might be going shopping with Kylie on Wednesday morning.
If Kylie wakes up Wednesday, shop on your own. You can just call me and be like, nah. Dude, it's Kylie. I'm not coming. Because if I come, I'm going to...
Oh, Kylie will be coming. Come Christmas time.
You're a friggin' faggot.
My present to my boyfriend, Steph. From Hoboken. Yeah. I got him some Magnum condoms. I got a real big one.
This is seriously scaring me right now.
You know what it is?
I'm getting like I'm getting like icky, like I feel dirty.
Oh, the sounds of the holiday season. As Kylie and Steph nestle together by the fire with some eggnog.
While they rock the bowls.
Oh, how I love Kenny G. That's one faggot I like to bang.
You'd like to blow his flute? This kid is friggin' lost his mind right now. This kid is a complete friggin' psycho. You have completely lost your mind.
Oh, how I love.
Stop! You're friggin' scared.
I'm kidding. Come on, I'm just doing a little wacky bit.
I think that roast seriously effed up your head.
Well, what can he do when he'd be called gay for an hour?
Who are some of the people that listen to TPSradio.net?
This is Britney Spears.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Matt Frenette.
And Paul D.
We're from Loverboy.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Tina Turner.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Amy.
We're the Intel Girls.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
Okay, maybe they don't really listen to TPSradio.net, but you should. Check us out. TPSradio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
The iPod revolution is over. LunaticRadio.com is now podcast. Check it out at PodcastAlley.com and Podcast.net. And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Let's bring the fun quotient back up.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
Traffic on the 20s, everybody.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, man, yeah. I kind of like this song. The Bush guy made some good music.
Gavin Rossdale?
Yeah, the Bush guy.
Oh, that dude?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean... Mr. Stefani?
Yeah, yes. Oh, God. That son of a bitch. He's banging the prime ass.
You think she's hot?
Oh, I love her.
Really?
God damn it. There is one ass I want to see, people. One. Oh, and it's hers. It's her ass.
What about, I tell you. All right, let's throw out some borderline picks to see where everybody's tastes fall.
Okay. Right?
How about Elaine from Seinfeld?
Present day or Seinfeld days?
It doesn't matter. Seinfeld days with the hair.
Yeah, I'd bang her.
You bang her?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What? All right. Anybody else?
I'm talking about Gwen Stefani.
No, I know, but Gwen, that's like easy. Of course you'd bang Gwen Stefani.
The guy's got a maid. You know, the chick's going out. She's making the video. She's dancing with the rappers. She's got a nice booty. And this guy, he's banging her.
Lucky him. And he's from a shitty band.
Yeah. He makes that, you know, shitty music that some people like.
Right. He was
I like it.
Part of the English grunge revolution.
Yeah.
All one of them. It was like one grunge band from England.
It was a revolution.
Yeah. Bush.
Yeah. It was more like a fart that just sneaks out.
You know, they were good. Like, I can't be too hard on them. They weren't bad. You know, some of the stuff they did were pretty good.
Yeah, I liked Bush.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, it just kind of got like, there was no, you know, there was no room for him left.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
All right.
During the break, Rockets was mentioning that we were being hypocritical in the last segment.
Yes.
So we're going to bring the fun quotient back up in this segment. But to reiterate, if you use us a little bit in some way to, if you use our listeners.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah, we're going to get upset. So I think anybody would get upset if that happened to them.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And,
common sense.
And if we complained about Howard Stern, yeah, we can do that. It's our fucking show. Right? All right, so screw it. Let's bring the fun quotient back up.
That's right.
People, I have noticed something just recently in the New York Post today that former NFL sideline reporter Lisa Guerrero.
Guerrero.
In Playboy.
Wait, this month?
Rocket, look it up.
This month?
Yeah.
Or I haven't got mine in yet.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to get it in. I went to the Jet game a couple years back, Monday Night Football. They were playing the Titans. Is that even a football team anymore?
The Titans?
What the hell happened to the Titans?
They suck.
Yeah. Remember the Titans, everybody. Anyway, so I was at the Jet game in the upper deck of Meadowlands, the Giants Stadium. Not paying attention to the game at all, have binoculars, searching for Lisa Guerrero on the sideline because she's that fucking hot.
If you're in the upper deck at the Meadowlands, you're actually like in the mesosphere, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. It's fucking high up there. And there's like, a bunch of drunks.
You can actually see like the curvature of the earth from up there.
Yeah, and the deck at Giant Stadium is built on such a freaking slant.
Right.
You feel like if you stand up, you're going to fall onto the field.
You get like vertigo going down the stairs.
Exactly. Fucking terrible. But Lisa Guerrero, everybody, former NFL Monday Night Football sideline reporter. She's got great fucking boobs. Great fucking boobs.
You know,
she's in Playboy.
I should say that every person, every like girl you see on TV, like every TV show personality for that matter, who's hot should have a spread in Playboy. Every one of them. Like all the girls on Fox News and the hot ones on MSNBC and anybody out there who's even like remotely attractive should have a spread in Playboy. Mm-hmm. I should be able to watch the news or watch some show and then go find naked pictures of her. Real ones, not fake ones.
Right. You know she's married to Scott Erickson?
Erickson, yeah. Where have you gone, Scott Erickson?
How the fuck does Scott Erickson... Who's he play for? Orioles?
No, Texas tried to bring him in and he stunk that up. He's done.
She's 41.
Wow.
Man, she looks good.
How about, speaking of being in Playboy and baseball, Chris Benson's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
supposedly. She's working on being in Playboy.
Oh, please tell me that's true. Anna Benson?
Yep. Anna Benson.
Oh,
now,
motherfucker.
She denies it.
That hot cunt.
She denies it. But the rumors are that absolutely that they're looking to put her in Playboy. And she went on this whole big rant in today's Daily News about how she thinks that's why they're going to trade him to the Orioles because they're uncomfortable with her being in Playboy.
Right. She's really weird when it comes to like her husband.
Life?
Yeah, life in general.
How about she threatened to bang the entire team, including the locker room staff, if she found out Chris ever cheated on her?
Right. Right. And she's the wife that said she helped negotiate Chris Benson's contract with the Mets.
Oh, yeah. She's kind of nuts.
Like, she had like a whole like 50% take on that.
Well, she claimed that the reason they decided to come to New York was to help out the 9/11 victims.
Ah.
And that was like one of their reasons for staying in New York as a free agent, which obviously the $22 million that he got didn't have anything to do with it.
Nothing. And she stakes claim to that $22 million.
Well, that she was part of the deal, that they come as a package. Like,
wonder,
he's the pitcher, she's the stripper. She was a stripper, too. She was a former stripper.
I wonder if Chris Benson is somewhere at home, like sitting in a corner being like, what the fuck did I marry?
Yeah. Like, you're just, like, going, shut up. Like, just once in a while. Like, keep it to yourself.
He fucking, he married, like, a good-looking tumor.
Yeah.
That's what he married. The girl is a fucking cancer.
She is the girl that literally, like, is hot, and you put up with her because she's hot, but she'll put you in the grave.
Holy
like,
shit.
Like, she'll send you to an early demise.
Yeah.
Because she probably is, she creates so much drama, and... She was like, she was, the whole article in the Post talks about, I mean, not the Post, Daily News, talks about how she's like, I've been nothing but Miss Politically Correct since I've been here, and now they're looking to trade us. She says us.
Us, right.
Yeah. They're looking to trade us to Baltimore, and if we knew we were going to get traded, we would have never signed here, and we decided to come here to help the 9/11 victims, and and we've given $1 million of our salary. Everything's we. Like, I'm like, when did you pitch the shutout?
Yeah, unless she's sucking everybody off after each and every game, she's not helping the team out at all.
No, and she's like killing the Mets, and he's not even traded yet.
Yeah,
and she's killing him for even thinking about trading him. And I'm like, wow, you know, and now he's gotta, you know, face his teammates, and his wife's beating them all up, and yeah, it's pretty bad. And she's like, and like I said, she's claimed that if she ever found out Chris cheated on her, she would bang every member of the Mets organization.
Which is fucking
at the
great.
Same time.
Oh, it so makes me want to take up baseball again and hopefully get signed to some minor league contract.
Even the ushers. No, all you got to do is work for the Mets.
Oh, right. You got to be the guy in the stands throwing the candy.
That's right.
A fucking vendor working the upper deck.
Yeah. Hot dogs.
I'm a
and
fucking
she's like,
porter in the mezzanine level.
Yeah. She'd be like, Kieran McCann, yeah. Do you throw the peanuts out in the mezzanine level in the blue section? Yeah. Your turn.
Your turn.
You're up. Yeah, go get ready. Do what you got to do. You know, we're having me some sex.
Yeah, yeah. Please.
Kieran would get laid.
Yeah,
thanks. Imagine that.
That's one fucking...
Kieran would probably be like, no, you know, thanks for the offer, but I'm okay. You know, I think it's just not right what you're doing, and I feel you're degrading yourself, and, you know, I'd really rather we didn't have sex, because, I just can't think that I'm sloppy 708s.
Right. And I truly feel like I made it, you know, being a lifelong Yankees fan, working as a Mets vendor in the upper deck, and I just really don't want it to affect my career here, working in section 316.
You're false on
or he'd
all
be like,
these
Anna,
impressions.
You know, we've had a lot of fun, and I really consider you a friend, and I think having sex would just ruin our friendship.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. She, that's one chick I would love to fucking just rail into bed, because you know she'd be a freaking freak, man. Like, throwing shit and crazy, like, fireworks would be going on.
You ever go
something.
To her website?
And that's one chick I'd love to bang totally, but totally have nothing to do with afterwards.
Well, I don't,
like, get up and leave.
I don't think you'd have to worry about that.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking literally, Ron.
It's AnnaBenson.net. Oh. Kieran would be like, and we're like buddies, you know? We shouldn't
We're
do
friends,
like
you know?
That.
And I just, I don't, you know, it would just ruin our friendship.
How those Lisa Guerrero pictures going?
None.
Nothing?
It's next month.
Next month?
Next month she's going
to
be in it.
Sure. Well, look forward to that, people.
I went to Playboy.com.
Because I want to see this girl's hoots.
Who cares?
Lisa Guerrero.
Who says hoots?
That's another word for boobies.
Like dungarees.
Hoots.
Look at this fucking hot cunt.
Oh, Jesus, Rocket throwing the C word out. Like it's going out of style, yeah. Wow. And oh my god.
Look at the cans.
Those are beautiful cans she's got. I know we talked about Anna Benson like a couple shit almost a year ago on the show.
Well, when he first
go
got
style.
When
now,
he first got traded there.
Yeah, well, now we get reminded because she was in the Daily News today spouting her mouth off about how she's helping the team out, the New York Mets.
Right. And they're thinking of trading them, as in her and her husband, to the Orioles.
Right.
They come as a package. I'd be like, all right, Chris, $22 million for you, 50 cents for your wife.
She cut down in her pictures.
Yo, her boobs look like couch pillows. Fucking love them. I'm going to sit on those bastards. Holy shit. How does Chris Benson get a chick like that? You ever see that guy?
Yeah. Dude, he's got $22 million.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, listen, money...
That's all.
Yeah, but when they met...
Money will get you hot girls.
I know I have a little I know a little history about the relationship. When they met, he was just some scrub in the minor leagues.
Yeah, but
nothing.
He was also a number one round draft pick.
Ah.
He was the top overall draft pick.
Ah. So that's what he threw out at the bar when he first met her.
Coming out of Clemson, he was the number one pick.
He probably had a T-shirt and a hat that said "I'm number one."
Yeah,
and his shirt's
draft
pick.
Like, it doesn't take a genius when he's like, "Yeah, listen, I picked. I was the number one pick in the draft overall, like the number one guy." He got a signing. Obviously, even getting being the number one pick, he would have got a huge signing bonus of at least $1 million, at least. So it's not like he was some like 68th round draft pick that she like met in a bar one night. I mean, she probably met him in a bar, probably a strip club, but yeah.
All right, here's a dumbass question of the day.
Yeah.
Lunaticradio.com's dumbass question of the day.
You dumbass.
Dumbass question of the day, everybody. Lisa Guerrero, former Monday Night Football sideline reporter, or Anna Benson.
Ooh! I think that's going to have to be
wife important. Of New York Mets flamethrower Chris Benson.
Or lack thereof.
See, now, who would you rather bang?
All right. Anna Benson has huge cans, but I don't think she's that hot. Like, great body, the face. I'm not down with that.
Right.
So I'd have to take Lisa Guerrero.
You're taking Lisa Guerrero.
Plus, I can't get over the annoying fact. I'm sure Anna Benson's just annoying as hell.
All right, I'm taking I'm taking the cunt factor, the bitchy factor, and the...
Here's Anna Benson. There she is.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that face.
Look at her.
Like, look.
You know what?
Like, you can see the marks on her face where they strapped the oat bag.
Despite the fact that Anna Benson is probably a total bitch in person, she's probably freaking bad, and I'm taking Anna Benson. And that one. Who would you rather bang? Rocket, CEO of the RuneLunaticRadio.com.
I want the hot cunt.
Okay, narrow it down. Who is
Benson.
It?
Oh,
Benson. Okay.
You realize that...
Two for Benson, one for Guerrero.
There's like... There's more C bombs in this show than in the history of Lunatic Radio.
I don't know. Now we're fixated on the C word. Yeah, whatever.
I gotta post
this
picture up on the board. She's holding like about two G's in nice little Z notes there. And she's like she's smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, that's how much money she pulled out of her G.
You know, actually, another dumbass question would be: who's the better, more talented couple, Anna Benson and Chris Benson, or Lisa Guerrero and Scott Erickson?
Well, I'd say Anna Benson and Chris Benson because Chris Benson's still playing.
Yeah, Scott Erickson.
Yeah, but Anna Benson does nothing,
right.
Whereas Lisa Guerrero has like a. I believe she's on the.
Dude, she's a sideline reporter.
She's on Court TV.
Oh, come on!
The lady's got a job.
She does nothing.
She's got to be somewhat talented.
I bet you. I bet you Anna Benson is as good a stripper as Lisa Guerrero is a sideline reporter.
Well, then she's probably a good sideline reporter. Yeah.
But see, Scott Erickson does nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, anymore. I mean, the guy threw a no-hitter at one point in time.
Well, now he's home jacking a porn.
Yeah, he was. Actually, Scott Erickson was one of the best pitchers in the American League at one point in time in the early 90s.
Yeah. Which league? The California Penal?
No, when he pitched for the Twins.
Yeah.
He was one of the best pitchers in the league at one point in time.
He was known for his, like, the high ankle socks.
Yes, and everything black.
Right. Now he's casting for Major League 4.
So there you go, everybody. Lisa Guerrero in Playboy. What is that, January 2006?
That sucked.
Lisa Guerrero, January 2006.
That's horrible.
Playboy, are you going to pay attention to the show? Lisa Guerrero, January 2006, Playboy? Did you figure that out?
Yeah, what about it? She's coming next month.
Next month.
Next month is...
January 2006.
You got it.
Thank you.
Kieran's a little cranky.
Yeah. Kieran's got to go to bed.
A little cranky.
Oh, well, I'm trying to conduct the show. You guys are having a conversation about Oprah.
Yeah, this is a talk show, and we're conversating.
Right.
Sorry.
Do it on the microphones.
We are.
Oprah?
You're interfering.
Who said anything about Oprah?
I don't know.
You're projecting.
I couldn't hear what you're talking about. Who cares? All right, so Lisa Guerrero and Playboy, Anna Benson's just a bitchy hot wife. Okay, there you go. Rocket. It is snowing in the New York area. We were mentioning that you might be able to do a little weather report for us.
Dude, three times the Kenny G's enough.
No, we're going to bring it back.
We're setting the record for most C-bombs and Kenny G in one show.
Rocket?
What?
Go outside and give us a weather report.
What am I going to do? Just go outside and come back in?
Go outside. Ronnie can answer the phone, right?
Yeah.
Give Ronnie the thing.
Skype?
It's Skype. And take my phone.
And the weather outside is frightful.
Rocket's heading outside the studio. It's snowing here in the New York area. We're supposed to get 48 inches.
Don't I have to start Skype on this thing?
Is Skype on the computer?
Dude, anything, for the love of God, turn off Kenny G.
What, you don't like Kenny G?
No! God! No! All right.
Is Rocket heading outside the studio? Here we go. Ron, you know how to answer the phones?
Yes.
Rocket's going to head outside the studio where it's snowing outside. He's going to give us a weather report. Let's see how he does, everybody. Word him up.
There's no ways to go.
There he is. He's making his way outside. Through the vast hallway areas of the LunaticRadio.com show. I believe Rocket's on the line. He made it outside already. Hey, Rocket.
What?
How's the weather outside?
Frightful?
Hello.
We got to set it up for you.
You got to set it up for me?
Yeah, because we're gonna like go right to you, and you're going to deliver a nice fine weather report on the scene, on location.
Ever.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Okay, what do you want me to... All right, I'm outside.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna bring up... Hold on. Shut up.
Can you hear me?
Stop.
Yes.
I'm going to intro you.
He's going to intro you.
Rocket, you're going to do a weather report. So I have to intro you, okay?
Hold for editing.
So here we go. Ready?
Garrett is gay.
Hey, on the LunaticRadio.com show, we got Rocket live on location, gonna give us a weather report. Let's go to Rocket, who's standing, located in Wading River, Long Island, where it is snowing. Rocket, how's the weather out there? Rocket, what the hell happened?
I don't know.
Ugh, this sucks. This show sucks.
I think the Skype thing shut off.
Oh, man. Did it?
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Man, that sucked. What happened?
Either that or he hung up.
Did you hang up?
No, we couldn't hear. No, I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
All right.
Guys.
We got to try it again now.
How about that? Bit down the tubes. This is why we don't do bits, people.
This is why you need me. Myself, and I'll handle my own conversation. You two just sit there and mind your own business.
This is why we don't do bits on the show.
Yeah, because they always stink. Now, can I mess with anything else?
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
All right, because I was going to do sound effects, but then it like shut off.
All right, let's try this bit again.
Yeah.
Rocket, head outside the studio. We're going to get a weather report from Rocket. I'm looking at the live feed from Channel 7 in Manhattan. Don't press any buttons, Ron. The phone doesn't work that well anyway. Please don't press anything.
Sorry. I asked him if I could play with the buttons, and he said, yeah.
All right, here we go.
You can, Ron.
All right, Rocket's heading outside the studio. Rocket.
What?
Let us know when you get outside. I'll intro you. You're going to do a fine weather report for the listeners who are listening in Arizona. This bit sucks. It's so pointless.
Oh, God.
This is great. Okay, I am outside.
All right, hold on. Shut up. Ready?
Watch.
Okay, everybody. Our fine CEO is outside, located in Wading River, Long Island. He's on location where it is snowing outside. Expected accumulation 48 inches. Let's go live to Rocket, our CEO, who's going to deliver us a fine weather report. Rocket, how's the weather conditions out there in Wading River? Rocket. Rocket.
Hello?
Yeah, how's the weather? How's the weather, Rocket?
Can you hear us?
Rocket, how's the weather? Christ almighty.
Can you hear us?
Oh, wait, there's Rocket outside, everybody.
It shows that he's still on there.
Apparently, crickets have taken over.
Dude, I don't understand why it works 1 second and it doesn't. This was like what was going on before.
Wait, this is the sound of Rocket outside giving.
This is what was going on before with Seymour.
Ah, who cares?
Hello?
Rocket,
are you there? Rocket.
Hello? This is so
yes.
bad.
All right, fuck it, dude.
This is such an abortion.
Come back inside. If you can hear me, come back inside. Who cares about the fucking weather?
Oh my god, this is so... It's such an abortion. We can't even do this right.
This is why we don't do bits on the show.
He's literally 30 feet away. And we can't do it.
He's literally on the other side of the wall. Fucking A.
Oh, God. He hung up. This is so bad. Something's wrong. Like, listen, I don't know. It's got to be the laptop.
Ugh.
This is such an abortion.
Who cares? Ron's embarrassed now.
I am embarrassed. That's like twice we've tried it, and every time you play that stupid intro, and then we're like, Rocket, take it away.
Fuck it, man. It just does not work.
You got your joke. It's like, oh, Rocket's outside. Later, click.
No, dude.
What are you talking about? I'm hanging up on you?
Wanted me to hang and just sit outside. Why is this screen up?
I don't know.
Dude, that wasn't a bit.
We were sitting there screaming for you. And
dude,
nothing.
We were trying to actually give you a weather report. I wasn't hanging up on you.
Yeah. We got nothing. Like, I tried fiddling with the wires and everything. It just...
Nothing. That's funny.
You can hear the playback.
Hear nothing playing.
Yeah, we were just like, I don't know what happened. Like, we heard you fine, and then he played that intro.
And then as soon as, yeah.
And then that's it. We got nothing.
And you actually thought I was doing a bit, like, hanging up on you?
Could you hear us?
I was just like, oh, you dick.
Could you hear us?
Dude, it was so frustrating.
No, as soon as you said, like, now we'll go to Rocket Live.
Dude, cut out.
Just... Solid.
You think it's the laptop?
It's our phone connection. It just sucks.
Yeah, but it never did it with the other computer, but it's done it all night tonight with the laptop.
Yeah, well, everything sucks. Nothing works.
It went Seymour cold.
Mm. Well, we changed the setup so that we could be better, and yet it seems to be worse.
Well, boy, that was a grounding halt right there.
Hey, what was that thing about the airlines this week in the news? About them allowing, scissors and knives and crap back on the airplane?
Well, no knives, but... Or actually, no, they can't be over 4 inches or something like that. I don't know.
Weren't we trying to make the, flights a little safer for the people?
Yeah, but, you know...
What happened to that?
You can bring nail clippers on. You couldn't bring nail clippers before.
What happened to, airline safety?
Well... I think it's still there, but I just think that they're starting to be a little bit more reasonable stuff.
Do you feel safer now?
I never feel safe when I get on an airplane. I don't feel safe till we land.
Well, I hear that all the planes now are... they have installed bulletproof cockpit doors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But we don't have to worry... The guys who... The 9/11 guys didn't have guns. You don't have to worry about guns.
Mm.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
This thing went to a just fucking...
complete halt.
Dead.
All right.
Dead.
No, too,
like,
see what happens when I'm not here?
No, see what happens when we try a bit? That's what happens.
It doesn't matter. We're out of show anyway. Let's do the hottest of the week, everybody, and get the fuck out of here on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Call it dead.
Lunatic Radio is the hottest of the week.
Them up, everybody. Hotties of the week. This is where we pick a chick from the world of entertainment. We deem her the hottie of the week. We do it every week on the show, and you, the listeners, if you want, can partake in the festivities. Email us at the show at lunaticradio.com with the name of the chick and the reason why. We'll read them on air. We'll give you a little shout out, something like that. Or you can probably log on to the lunaticradio.com message board and post in the official listener hottie of the week thread. And let's shoot it off. My hottie of the week is... Who's it going to be?
I'm taking Anna Benson.
All right,
hot cunt.
I'm taking Lisa Guerrero, who's going to be in Playboy's January 2006 issue.
I'm going to take Josie Maran.
Josie Maran, no, she's a model, isn't she?
Because I got the brand new Need for Speed game.
Yeah.
And she's in it.
Word them up.
You are such a faggot.
Such a...
He puts a Christmas tree in his goddamn cell phone.
I thought you were talking about me. I'm like, what?
No, I'm talking about Kieran.
No.
Faggot. You got slippers.
No.
You put a picture of a Christmas tree in your cell phone.
I think we should, cancel the show right after the Seymour Butts interview.
Yeah.
Cut the best stuff.
Yeah. Everything after that was just an abortion.
That's the way our show goes, man. You got some knockout blows, you got some dead fucking
All
weight.
I gotta say is that any fan who listens after the Seymour Butts show and listens to the whole show after that,
you got my, you know, you have my utter appreciation. Yeah. Because it sucked.
You know, all I can do, Ron, is say thank you, because every time you say that about a show, people always contact me. Dude, that show was great.
Really?
So do it every week.
Yeah. Oh, like I said, if you listen to this show, you have to see more butts. Right? When we get into the whole Howard Stern thing, it's just a quick road to hell.
Yeah.
It's an express elevator straight to the bottom.
Well, we explained to people on the show today that we don't do bits. And then we gave an example of the reason why we don't do them. Because we can't do them.
Listen, New Year's Revolution.
Resolution.
Man, you did two slip-ups and I let the first one go.
What was the other one?
You said the Seymour Butts show.
Oh.
Good. Don't listen after the Seymour Butts show, which is supposed to be segment.
New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
No more bits.
Right. Okay. A lot of people to thank on the show. I want to thank Scott Osejczyk, comedian Scott Osejczyk, for joining us on the program.
Yeah, Scott.
Scott will be playing New Year's Eve at the Comedy Zone in North Carolina. So log on to osejczyk.com for more information about Scott. I also want to thank Seymour Butts, everybody.
Oh,
Seymour Butts.
Great.
Porn freaking legend.
Porn king.
Porn king. Log on to TeamTushy.com. TeamTushy.com for all the ongoings of Seymour Butts.
And we got a free coalition. Free,
speaking to the microphone, can you?
Yeah, freecoalition.net. What was that? What was that? Freespeechcoalition.net.
Oh, yeah.
.net.
Yeah, and if you want your porn to keep coming, log on to freespeechcoalition.net.
We'll throw those links up on the board, on the website.
Yeah, on the website. All right.
The board, whatever.
As always, I'd like to thank all the affiliates for broadcasting the show each and every week. They are as follows: purerockradio.net, tpsradio.net, 90sandnow.com, Orlando Underground Radio, and the powerstormradio.com. Word up. Affiliates, everybody. They rock. Alright.
I got an email from Jen. It made me very happy this week. I forgot to throw that in. Jen from TPS. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Made my week.
Until next week, everybody, we're going to have porn star, hottest freaking chick I love. I love her. I love her. Jesse Jane on the program next week. And we got some other good stuff coming up, I hear. I don't know. All right, we're going to have some goodies for all you people next week. So tune in and listen to how you can grab them, I guess.
Right, we're done.
All right, right here. More lunaticradio.com next Tuesday. All right, we suck today, so fuck it. Later.
This concludes the lunaticradio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at lunaticradio.com. That's THESHOW @lunaticradio.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.